Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us. It is Tuesday, the 9th day of June, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. And we've got Sam LeBrier joining us from Canada. He's made national news there before with 9/11 Truth, going before parliaments and different governments, exposing the fact that 9/11 was an inside job and that 7/7 was an inside job. And he alerted us to a World Government New World Order conference taking place in Canada. And he's written a detailed report for us that's up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. So that is coming up in T-minus 1 hour. Then I have Betty Henderson on, who has a intriguing, extremely informative website, really an archive. It's SSRIstories.com, and she hails from Texas, fellow Texan. There are over 3,000 mainstream news stories, documents, court documents, medical records up on the website. 3,000 plus cases, more than 3,000 articles. Of what SSRIs, serotonin reuptake inhibitors, better known as the Prozac class of fluoride fluorine drugs, which are classified as psychotropic hallucinogens. The Brave New World, SOMA. SOMA. SOMA from Brave New World. So that's coming up. And then he, of course, worked for the National Security Agency and other government agencies. He's broken scores of national news stories and written for some of the biggest newspapers and magazines in the country. Wayne Madsen will be joining us coming up in the final hour today. And we will also have open phones later in the show with all of the guests that we have lined up. Also, I continue to forget to plug here on air properly in the last month, and it's coming up now in just 2 days, the 2009 second annual Money Bomb. Now, the first one was listeners' idea, and it became very successful and helped us move into a bigger, better studio and hire more people. We need to do the same thing to go to the next level after that. And I'm going to play some audio from the video that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com when we get back. I would play it in the second, third, and fourth hour today, so PrisonPlanet.tv folks watching could also see the video, but the audio is just as effective for the full radio audience. So I'm going to do that in the first hour today because we have guests in the second, third, and fourth hour today. Some of the other extremely important news that I have will be covered in the next hour. Some of the biggest German companies and banks are going bankrupt today. These are companies that survived the Great Depression, just like General Motors did, without declaring bankruptcy. These are some of the oldest corporations in the Western world. This is all by design. We'll break that down as well today. You are witnessing the destruction of the economic system on a planetary scale, so that on the ashes, on the rubble, on the wreckage, the New World Order, parasitic technocracy can be built. We are going from the free society into the extermination nihilistic hell. Stay with us. What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population control breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, second segment. We are live well into this Tuesday, June 9th, 2009, worldwide transmission against tyranny. Coming up, Arkandor files for insolvency on state aid rejection. Arkandor AG, owner of the century-old department store chain, filed for insolvency after attempts to win government help, founder jeopardizing 43,000 German jobs. And I have other reports about big German banks going under, you name it, as other companies circle the wagon. The company said this afternoon that it filed to open insolvency proceedings with a direct court in its hometown of Essen, citing threatening illiquidity. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said the collapse was unavoidable after investors and banks offered too little to save the company. And I have similar news pouring in. Now, remember the AP article I read yesterday about how the $14.8 trillion in the United States alone given of taxpayer money to foreign banks, that we not only have given them the money, but that we have to pay interest to them on money we gave them. That's how the New World Order works. This is a full gutting, a full butchering of our society irrevocably, unless we remove these criminals that have done this illegitimately. But they're setting up an irrevocable sharecropper bankruptcy. There isn't physically enough money in the world to pay back all the debt. And any new money created to pay off the debt, they just hoard. And the AP admitted that they are hoarding all of the money and using it to buy up other banks and insurance companies and credit unions that are solvent that would loan. And I told you, and all of our expert guests told you, 7 months ago when they passed the banker takeover bill, that that money was going to be used to buy up local banks that could keep the economy going. Solvent banks. And if the banks don't want to sell, federal regulators come in and say, you are forced to sell. This is on record. Just like GM said, no, we're not going to take our healthy Hummer division, and we're not going to make any money, and we're not going to take our other our Opel division that's making money in Europe and give it to the big banks, predominantly Russian. And no, we're not going to give Saturn to the Brazilians and the Mexicans. And Obama said, you're fired. Yes, you are. And on top of hacking up GM, and no one is even writing about this. There is just earth-shattering level events going on to our economy every day, and no one points out how insane it is. I mean, it's in the AP and Bloomberg and the financial pages about, oh, the federal government's giving billions of dollars to this new private equity firm. You track back the names. They're all Bilderberg. They're all royalty. They're all New World Order. They, you know, they're paying Brazil billions. They're paying Russia billions. They're paying China billions. They're paying Europe billions. Private banking firms to take the already built new factories. GM already built most of its new factories in Mexico and Brazil and Europe and Russia and China in the last 10 years. This is all... this whole implosion of the economy is just a smokescreen for the transfer that was already underway. Where are Walmart's factories? China. Where's Target's factories? China. They brag about it. It was meant to displace Main Street and kill the little towns. It was meant to make everybody dependent on the prisons and Walmart in little towns, or on the power plant in little towns. We're all sharecroppers to the New World Order. And now there's families and farms holding on everywhere as we go into the Depression, and the feds are coming in with the animal ID, premises ID, to shut everything down. Openly shutting the family farms and ranching and gardening, bills to ban gardening without licenses, SWAT teams raiding Amish selling milk and cheese, SWAT teams raiding people selling watermelons and eggs. Don't believe me? Just search engine it. It's every day. We are going into technocratic bondage. You think prisoners, you think black slaves 150, 200 years ago were allowed to grow their own crops, have their own food, have their own weapons, have their own land? No, because having weapons and having your own land and being self-sufficient means you are sovereign. We are going into scientific domestication right now. And the AP reported the facts yesterday. Here's the AP from yesterday. All businesses, bond market, route lifts mortgage costs. This is important. I'm going to cover this again, then the latest news. Because I saw the YouTube video of this posted when I was simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv yesterday, and people didn't understand what I was saying. Let me make it very clear for you now. Because I do have a tendency to go into too many details and not simplify, make my statement, and then prove it. I just go ahead and prove it. And it goes over people's heads. This is very simple. Headline, AP. All businesses bond market route lifts mortgage cost. The Federal Reserve announced a $1.2 trillion plan 3 months ago designed to push down mortgage rates and breathe life into the housing market. That is a complete lie. We're going to go over the evidence of that. But this and other big government spending programs are turning out to have the opposite effect. Rates and mortgages and U.S. Treasury debt are now marching higher. as nervous bond investors fret about a resurgence of inflation. And then it goes into how they can cut interest rates, the prime rate to zero. That's only for big banks. For citizens, it goes up. What happens when greedy criminal banks get $14.8 trillion of our tax money? They don't turn around and loan it at low interest to the American people or the people of Canada or the people of Mexico or the people of Europe or England or Australia. They hoard the money. That's money so they cannot loan. They've done this in hundreds of other countries. We knew what they would do. I told you exactly what they do. They do the same thing. It's like the parable of the frog and the scorpion, and there's a river, a creek. It's a creek in the old, I think it's a African parable. It's a creek, a little fjord, a little stream, and there's a frog sitting there, and a scorpion comes over, and he says, "Oh, Mr. Frog, you're so nice," knowing the frog has a nice demeanor, good-natured. He says, "Will you carry me across? I can't swim." And the frog says, "Mr. Scorpion, you are a scorpion. You will sting me. You will kill me." And he said, "No, no, I want to be your friend. I just want to go across. Will you take me across?" And the frog, being trusting, says, "Yes, I will take you across if you promise." And he says, "I promise." So the scorpion climbs on his back and the frog swims across. And when he gets to the other side, the scorpion jumps off, says, "Thank you," stings him. And as the frog lays there dying in excruciating pain, he says, "Why did you sting me? Why did you lie? Why did," he said, "I'm a scorpion. I'm an international crime syndicate banker. We openly run giant child kidnapping rings. We finance the fascist and the communist. We funded Hitler. We funded eugenics. We're going to enslave you. We're predators. We think it's fun to do it. And you are gullible slaves like the frog, and you sit there and you take it." "Well, I am neither frog nor scorpion. I am neither wolf nor sheep. I'm a sheepdog, as the founding fathers described it. And I hate wolves. And the sheep won't listen to me. They like to, when the wolf comes over and goes, psst, hey, come over here in the woods with me. I want to show you something really neat. I'm your friend. Don't listen to that stupid sheepdog. He's trying to keep you from having a great time. And he's trying to be uppity and show off to you, trying to boss you around all day and tell you not to trust me. Come on in the woods. You'll show him." And the sheep, being sheep, they like to march off in the woods. And even as the sheep on the hill with the sheepdog watch the wolves tear, you ever seen a wolf tear a sheep up? They got videos of it. Go to YouTube. In fact, later when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv, let's show wolves killing sheep. Let's show that to everybody. I used the analogy yesterday of lions on the African savannah. I guess I know lions aren't on the savannah. They're in India and Asia. Used to be in the Middle East and in North Africa, but got hunted out. But regardless, yes, lions, I know, the pride animal, the pack cat. But I use the analogy of lions on the African savanna eating gazelles. That's what they do. So it's very simple. They always stage these economic implosions that they design. They destroy confidence coming out and announcing we're going to have a depression. Henry Paulson, the Treasury Secretary, and everybody else, the Fed Chairman Bernanke, they have all their talking heads say we're doomed. That destroys confidence, drives down the stock market. They panic everybody into going, okay, we'll give you unlimited power, total secrecy, no one can investigate how much money you get. That was in the bill. It wasn't a bailout, it was a takeover. A bloodless coup d'etat, dictatorial powers given to Emperor Palpatine. And then now we're here 7 months later, and the average interest rate that somebody's paying on a house has gone from about 5% to about 8%. And the average you were paying on a car has gone from 1% to about 9%. And credit cards have gone from, on average, about 15% to about 25 to 30%. And the bankers are laughing, buying everything up for pennies on the dollar, and they want to depress things more so they can shake you out of your houses, your farms, your businesses. And they are. And then they're going to turn paramilitary police loose on you. They're going to hurt us real bad until we grow a backbone and get up on our hind legs.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride? Had less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. And let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
All the central bank families do that dominate Europe and now the planet, all they work towards is coming in, buying off politicians, getting nations in debt, getting a private central bank in control. They got in control in 1913, but only of the federal government and the issuance of currency. And in the 150 years of history this nation had, there had been such incredible wealth generated and such free market and so much private land and industry developed that it has taken them now 90 plus years to turn us into domesticated slaves, and now they're putting the final pieces in to feudalism, to serfdom. And if you go study feudalism and serfdom, the serfs that lived under feudalism, it's exactly the system they're setting up where there's environmental minders that'll micromanage every facet of your life. You won't be allowed to travel. You'll be controlled. You'll be searched everywhere. This was all done in Anglo-Saxon England. This was done in Norman Europe. This was done in feudal Japan, feudal China. This is a system. The Aztecs did the same thing. It's the same thing. The Mayan cultures. Elites always develop the same caste systems, the same control systems, and we know what tyranny is. We know what bondage is. We know what stagnation is, and it's happening. It's not enough for them to bankrupt the economy, though, by design, which they brag they've done in IMF and World Bank documents we've been covering since 2002 when I wrote the book Descent into Tyranny. This is on record. They've done it in third world countries again over and over again, and first world nations as well. Look at Iceland. Look at Argentina. It was a first world nation. Look at Iraq. Look at Serbia. They'll use military if they have to. As a last resort, if they can't come in and buy you off and put a central bank in. It's not enough for them to just bankrupt you. They want to further bankrupt you and then, through the panic, have the entire GDP, more than the GDP in 7 months of money, pumped into them to buy up what's left of the infrastructure and banks and insurance companies. And to buy off the Cattlemen's Association, which is now helping to shut down the small ranches. They work for the meat packers now. It's the same for every industry. The farmer associations, the big ones, openly paid by these groups. That's why we're in deep trouble. They've bought off all the major leadership. And I know a lot of you are finally listening because things are getting worse and worse, and you're seeing everything we talked about a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, 13 years ago, happening now. Because everything that we've seen up to this point was preparation. Everything up to this point was kind of like an Aggie bonfire, spending weeks and weeks building the monstrosity. Now they've set it on fire. And I've been sitting here the last 13 years going, they're building a bonfire to burn our liberties. They're building a bonfire. And you're like, oh, that's a bunch of wood they're piling up. I don't know why they're piling it up, but don't say it's a bonfire. You've been in denial, and now they've lit the thing on fire. There's no more denial what it is. It's burning our liberties to the ground. It's an attempt to irrevocably make us domesticated and controlled. And then what comes after that is even worse. And I know it's horrifying. I know it's hard to believe, but it's in black and white. It's in the mainstream news now every day, but with their spin on it. World government with one-child policies in the U.S. They're going to pass laws that if you have more than one child, you're going to pay a tax. And CPS is going to harass you. They're already harassing homeschoolers. And they've got all these TV shows that they make the kids watch in school to tattle on their parents, that Second Amendment's bad, that carbon footprints are bad, that breathing is bad. Remember 4 months ago, the New York Times and LA Times, I tried to search that article this morning and couldn't find it again. I couldn't remember the exact headline. Somebody find it and post it or send it to Rob D at Infowars.com. I know in the article it said, we're going to get rid of the terms we've been using like global warming because that's clearly a fraud. White House minutes got released with this think tank. PR firm, and they said, we've got to say we're losing our atmosphere. We've got to say the Earth is in violent climate change. We've got to stabilize the climate. It was all the new terms they're supposed to use. And suddenly, you see all these documentaries and films and TV shows, it's we're losing our atmosphere into space. Total, complete, absolute lie. First it was, we've got too much carbon dioxide when it's been 14 times higher in our history, and it's good, causes the plants to create more oxygen. But in a way, that's kind of true because the Earth is in a low carbon dioxide, low oxygen level right now, according to the ice core samples. But that's not because of man. So why are they now shifting gears into these new terms? Because they've been caught in their old lies. Kind of like in the 70s, they said it was going to be a new ice age. Then it got hot and they said it was a new warming period. Now it's getting cold again. They're saying ice age again, climate change. No, the truth is that Earth gets hot and gets hot and gets cold. And the main driver is the sun that just cooled off 2 years ago. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on InfoWars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine photoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, nibs, noni, immune detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned about the current strain of influenza spreading across the U.S.? At the rate this new virus is spreading, it's not a matter of if, but when it will affect each and every American. This virus is comprised of extracted DNA from the Spanish flu and has combined itself with the bird and swine flu, making it very contagious and deadly. The Center for Disease Control has made it clear that there are no vaccinations available to treat this new threat. What can you do to help protect your family? You need to visit WholeCure.com. WholeCure.com has flu survival packages starting at $24.95. These flu survival packages include everything necessary to help fight the flu and last up to 2 years of continuous use. The supplement functions as an immune system booster and is meant to rapidly improve your health to the point of overcoming the flu. Call 1-866-644-1933. That's 1-866-644-1933. Or visit WholeCure.com. That's WHOLECure.com. WholeCure.com today.
Strange days have found us. Strange days have tracked us down. They're going to destroy.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us. All right, coming up, Obama rejects stimulus plans. And then he brings out the old plan he had repackaged. Headline, Obama repackages stimulus plan with old promises. Associated Press. And see, that's what he'll do. It's false hope. He just keeps people strung along. That's what a Ponzi scheme scammer does. They keep you strung along, and you don't want to believe you're getting hurt. You don't want to believe you're being scammed. Same thing George Bush did, same thing Obama does, because they work for the same interest. And until we grow up and figure that out, it's only going to get worse. Meanwhile, Gingrich, a Republican fundraiser, says Obama has already failed. So Gingrich is now preparing for a comeback with the Republican Party and to run for president, acting like he hasn't been part of betraying conservatism, part of derailing the revolution in 94. CFR, New World Order, Bilderberg Group, not a conservative, another phony. We'll get into that. Europe swings right as depression deepens. London Telegraph headline, Europe swings right as depression deepens. See, we're on the opposite track here in the United States. Whenever there's a Republican in office over here, there's a liberal in office over there, in Europe and England on average. Whenever there is a liberal over here, there's a conservative government over there. They're just on a different staged relay and exchange of power by the two different wings of the New World Order, the phony-controlled left, the phony-controlled right. And so they're getting ready in Europe and England to throw out Labor, throw out the left, and then put in the phony right wing. And the borders will stay wide open, and the gun bans will stay in place, and the high taxes will stay in place, and the cameras will keep going up, and the checkpoints will continue to intensify. They'll just be different rhetoric. Just like over here, George Bush goes out of office, they put Barack Obama in. Over there, they're getting ready to throw out Labor, and they're going to put the Tories in England. Same thing in Europe. The established left has been crushed across most of Europe, just as it was in the early 1930s. See, the idea here is, oh, Hitler's coming to power. We have seen the ultimate crisis of capitalism, what Marxist historian Eric Hobsbawm calls the dramatic equivalent of the collapse of the Soviet Union. Yet socialists have completely failed to reap any gain from the seeming vindication of their views. What disinformation from the London Telegraph? This is not capitalism failing. See, all the terms are false. This is private offshore banks blowing out economies to consolidate power, and then they'll remove one group of their puppets. The puppet politicians will get the blame instead of their controllers, and then they'll put in a new group of puppets, and in 4 or 5 years, people will figure out they're bad and put the liberals back in. And so it goes on and on and on. The simple scam working on the simple minds. And all these headlines in Time and Newsweek, we're all socialists now. Capitalism failed. No, the free market was hijacked, and crony capitalism, fascism, what Mussolini called corporatism, has taken over. Offshore banks rule our governments. Congress is on record. It isn't liberal, it isn't conservative, it isn't fascist, it isn't communist. It's command and control. Until 150 years ago, it was liberty versus tyranny. It was command and control versus freedom and free market. But then they created left-right to confuse people and then made the debate about that. It's a total distraction. And I know I harp on this and harp on this and harp on this. And I know you as an audience, great, intelligent people understand it. But the general public is starting to get it, but not completely. It is not socialism to have Europe give $10 trillion and growing to offshore private banks and to tax their people to pay the bankers. That is robbery. That is bondage to a private imperial money power. This is Europe being colonized by the international bankers, being looted and squeezed and socially engineered into tyranny. And the public sees that, so they're trying to throw out the social engineer, quote, liberals, who they know are raping them, hoping conservatives who are speaking out against the bankers right now will stop the looting. But see, now it's time for the fake conservatives to come in because the looting is already irrevocable. So now they can act like they were against it, but you watch, they'll do nothing now that they're going into power. It's always the same. Until we look past the puppets to the elites. The bankers engineer financial crises, panic the public, get tens of trillions of dollars for themselves in, quote, money to restart the economy, and then they hold all the money, hoarding it on record to further bankrupt things so they can come in at the absolute rock bottom, probably 2 years out, and buy up everything. And they'll even tell the suckers that, oh, the market's back up now. Everything's fine, so that the soccer moms and people will keep their money in the stock market so they can further steal the rest of it. There's no end to the suckering and the scamming and the stealing. I'm going to cover all of this and get into how the feds have now announced what I told you 6 years ago they do, because I watched Homeland Security hearings on C-SPAN. They are now going to have permanent checkpoints in all subways nationwide and search everyone. And then it will be on the streets and in malls and in Walmart. There will be metal detectors and frisking and searching everywhere you go, hardened checkpoints on the highways. It's now been announced, and we'll go over it. I mean, you are going to live in something far worse than the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany or Soviet China. This is because the new economy is going to be thugs and checkpoints and being searched. Now, I'm going to play the audio of this video that's up on InfoWars.com, and I'm asking InfoWarriors to go get it. Alex Jones calls for patriots to aid him. Nobody is fighting the New World Order more effectively than we are. Does that mean we're perfect? No. In fact, it scares me that we're the biggest and best there is. But we need funds to expand what we're doing, and George Soros is funding all these anti-liberty films and trying to put them out virally like we are, showing what we're doing is effective. And we are reaching more and more people everywhere I go. I was just talking to my uncle in East Texas, and he said that he was in town and people were listening to me on a local, little local station, only had me on a few months, and that everyone was talking about the show and that everyone was talking about fighting the New World Order and that everybody they knew was waking up. I'm telling you, it's exponential. We've hit the zeitgeist, but we need the funds to expand and hire extra video editors, extra webmasters, moderators on the chat rooms, all of it. I need your support to expand now. I'm asking you for aid. This is history, and we're not the globalists. The IRS comes and forces you to give money. We don't do that. They take your money and use it against you. If the people would come together and start supporting people fighting the New World Order, we still have time. That's why they want to bankrupt us, so we can't financially fight them. I need your support to expand the info war. Here it is. Twelve months ago, listeners of mine had the idea to have an InfoWars.com money bomb. Eric Nordstrom, a great guy, started an InfoWars money bomb. And I kind of ignored it at first because I said, I don't want to ask for money. Something I never did. I tried to fund things through video sales and radio advertising. But the money bomb was successful. We embraced it, and it raised over $200,000. And that allowed us to build this radio/TV studio. Now it's a year later. I want to give you a quick report of what we've been able to do. After the money bomb last year, it took us about 3 months to find a suitable facility. Then for the renovations, it was basically a gutted warehouse. That took another 3 months with us busting our butt to get it done. Then it took a couple months to move in. So we've been in here about 4 or 5 months. Jason Burmes is in here on Saturday working on his film, Invisible Empire. And that's what we intend to do. We intend to start producing 2 or 3 simultaneous films at one time. But that takes more equipment, more personnel, more people. We had the last InfoWars money bomb a year ago, start of the summer, 2008. It's now the start of the summer, 2009. We're having a June 11th, 2009 money bomb. And I announced I was going to do this a few weeks ago, and it kind of crept up on me that we're just a couple days away from it, coming up this Thursday on June 11th. And without this new money bomb, I won't be able to hire an extra video editor, an extra webmaster, and more of the equipment I need to actually produce a once-a-week television show. We've looked at the time, how much it's going to cost, how we get it on Dish Network or DirecTV. We're very close to doing that. This is the studio where the Obama deception was made. So in the last 12 months that we found this place, renovated it, moved out of our own office, built these studios, we also made the Obama deception, released the Aaron Russo interview, and released 3 other mini films as well right out of this studio. Think of what we can do in the next year if we set up 1 or 2 more studios, churn out more groundbreaking films. Ladies and gentlemen, the Obama deception in 2 months online conservatively has reached 15 million people. If you go count up all the YouTube and Google and LiveLeak and Blip TV versions of it, 15 million made right here in this little room. If you financially support us, we will make more viral films and put them out for free that will devastate the New World Order. This jumbo cubicle right here is where I plan to put a second video editing studio so we can work on 2 films, at least 2 films simultaneously with the viewing screen, a couple of computers here so we can get the work done. Also, we're going to have another audio studio in here
Right now we have one. So we're trying to raise money to build this little video studio as well, and we're doing it as inexpensively as is possible. People send me emails and say, put your films out for free. We do put them out for free, and then we say, if you'd like to support us, buy the high-quality DVD. But the films aren't paying for this. The films aren't paying for what we're doing. I have to take advertising, and then that's not enough. It's this yearly money bomb that is going to allow us to go to the next level. All these big news websites we have being visited by millions of people, we need to have more webmasters, more news being posted, more videos being posted, more tips being read. Aaron Dykes, you know, does a lot of video editing and writing of stories himself. And so we have everybody who's multitasking here. We desperately need more people. There's nowhere where there's a bigger bang for the buck when it comes to reaching people than what we see right here out of this office. If we can hire just another webmaster to pick up some of the slack, to fill in on weekends, to come in when there's a big story breaking, that'll take a lot of pressure off the other guys. And so we need to fill this empty cubicle. And that's up to you if you will donate on the June 11th, 2009 money bomb. We'll build that new studio. We'll put another webmaster in here. We're going to hire another video editor. But that is all up to you. This is where the podcast goes out, the live radio show, the video feeds. That's all done in here by a team of three guys, okay? And that's what your funding and support and buying the books and videos, not just the money bomb, has done. It's allowed us to do this. We're reaching millions and millions of new people every month. We want to reach millions of new minds every week. And that's what we plan to do in the next 12 months if we get the support we need. Please go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Sign up at the pledge area and pledge to give on June 11, 2009. You can go ahead and donate now if you'd like, but we're asking folks, if they can, to wait till June 11th to be part of this event and to give on that day and to hopefully at least reach the same goal we hit last year of $250,000. Let's continue. This is the only big space we have left, and I had intended when we moved into this 7,800-square-foot building to build a little TV studio out here. But I've talked to people and brought in the construction crews, and we've decided there's really not enough room. Plus, it's going to be hard to produce TV shows in here while the IT guy's cubicle is right over there, and while the radio control cubicle is right there, and then the administrative office is right there. So we need to get even more space, and it just so happens the space next to us in the warehouse is open and very, very inexpensive. I also wanted to show you the shipping part of the building, because if we're able to get more funds in, we can get the space right through that wall, right next door to us, and have room to actually have the British Berkey water filters and things, so we can have them in-house and ship them out to you instead of drop shipping them. We can have more t-shirts. Right now we carry about 20 t-shirts we've designed. That takes up massive amounts of room. We need more warehouse space so we can carry more gear, more information, more videos, more books, not just the books and films I've made, because all of this is about creating a culture of liberty, identifying ourselves, having communities, growing, and we're starting to do that. We're becoming the mainstream. These are the 20 shirts and hats and InfoWars paraphernalia, as the DHS report calls it. Lots of, you know, evil come and take it flags, you know, lots of evil t-shirts with the Culpepper snake on it saying don't tread on me. The films, the books, you know, all of this wicked anti-New World Order, anti-slavery paraphernalia. We've had a great effect in our fight against the New World Order. We've had massive successes. My little office, my little organization, what we've done in the InfoWar, thanks to the great listeners of my radio show and the activism they've engaged in that rivals the buildup to what we witnessed in 1775 and 1776. I salute all of you. We are reaching millions of new people every month, and we reach tens of millions total. I want to start reaching millions of new people with the truth every single week. Take George Soros. He has now funded, along with others, a new film called Home that's getting posted on all the big news sites, all the big websites. Corporate media is pushing it. It had like a million views the first day. It's trying to rival Loose Change, Final Cut, and Terror Storm, and Endgame, and films like The Obama Deception.
Well, Soros and others are now funding films like Home that teach you neo-feudalism, neo-serfdom is good, that carbon footprints are bad, that humans are bad, that basically neo-eugenics is good. That's what all this is about. And they're now mimicking what we do. Give out free DVDs. Have video viewing parties at your house. You know, spread this video link. They're doing what we've done with the Patriot films we've released and the films we promoted. And that shows that they realize that the model we pioneered is a real threat to them. So they're trying to counter us with that right now. But I don't have George Soros's billions. He gives millions of dollars to produce one of these little propaganda films. I can make an Obama deception for $100,000. And I do that and then give it out free on the web with advertising money and my paycheck from the radio network. But that isn't cutting it with employees and webmasters and bandwidth. I try with advertising and all of this to fund things, and it just doesn't do it. A money bomb will let us go to the next level. The last one really helped us. And so please, I want to make it bigger than last year's money bomb. I want to make it a huge success. We're not the IRS. We're not the big tax-free foundations. We're not Warren Buffett. We're not Ted Turner. We're not David Rockefeller. You know, we were just in the news meeting at a, quote, secret meeting of the rich.
We'll be right back with more of this. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Let's finish up the audio from the video of my plea to everybody to help us go to the next level. Here it is.
We don't have their trillions of dollars. But with hundreds of thousands, we're able to rival what they're doing while the internet is still free and open, which they openly admit they're moving in the next few years to try to curtail and shut down and restrict. We got to move now. We are in the prime position to fight the New World Order. We have to take on more responsibility. We have to take action. We have to work more. We have to make not two or three films a year, but five or six powerful films a year. We have to expand what we're doing. We can do that with the InfoWars money bomb. So please go to InfoWars.com, link through to the InfoWars money bomb. Please donate this June 11th.
And that's the most important point that has to be made here. The government takes your tax money, gives it to offshore banks, then they openly have given hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars just in the last 10 years alone to tax-free foundations, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Ford Foundation, Carnegie Foundation, and hundreds of others on record, who then run around making films and paying for TV shows and funding NPR and funding PBS, and they then fence the money out and start TV, radio networks. I mean, it's just amazing. And then the federal government admits themselves they're spending tens of billions a year on fake newscasts and buying off reporters. Remember the one scandal? Whenever they get caught doing something, when it came out thousands of reporters were on their payroll, they limited it by making it all about one person. Oh, George Bush paid $244,000 to Armstrong Williams illegally as a black radio host to go around. I'd been on Armstrong Williams' show, by the way, to go around saying he supported No Child Left Behind, the federalization of education, where the CPS come in and visit the kids and literally run the schools. It's the preschools. It's amazing. That way they get your kids before they're five and go to kindergarten. So they had him come out and say, oh, it's conservative. I'm a black commentator. And I, because the conservatives were criticizing Bush on No Child Left Behind, so went and hired all these fake conservatives. That was one reporter. Now they've had to release in Congress some of the other people, like General Tommy Franks. Months after retiring, he's paid $500,000+. What was the exact number? $554,000 to go around giving scores of speeches on TV calling for martial law in America. Going, oh, shucks, I don't like it, but it's the only thing that'll keep us safe to get rid of the Constitution and set up martial law. This is how they roll. This is how they operate. This is how they get their jobs done. And this is the New World Order. And I spend most of my time trying to fund the operation that you see here, instead of spending the time making films and getting the word out on the radio show. And that's fine. We've been effective. We've done the best job we can. I just want to do more. I want to take on more responsibility. I want one or two more video editors. I want an extra webmaster or two. People to post stories and write articles. I want to be able to set up the proper TV studio. We ran out of room in here. And money for equipment. And I can do that with the June 11th InfoWars.com money bomb. Go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. And pledge to give coming up in T-minus 48 hours, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up this Thursday, the 2009 Money Bomb. We only do it once a year. This is the second annual. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. a truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Sam LaBear is our guest for the next hour. He wrote a story for Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that we'll go over coming up in the next segment. I'm also going to play a clip of him before one of the governments there in Canada confronting the establishment, bringing up the fact that most terrorism is government-sponsored and pointing out that a very suspicious company in and around the 7/7 bombings in London was there taking over some of the subway systems in Canada. So that's coming up. But the reason he's on today with us is elitist confab or meeting in Montreal, adapting to a new world order. Now, that's the name of the conference. They have sub-conferences called global governance. Governance means government. And they always play these childlike semantic games with the public. They go, we don't want global government. We want global governance. Which means the exact same thing. The system of government is governance. It's a global system of government. And they have these private meetings that nexus in with the governmental security prosperity partnership meeting. When people last year tried to protest the North American Union meeting in secret, the police came out dressed up like anarchists, attacked other police on camera so that the police could then attack peaceful demonstrators. But smart camera people followed the cops when they staged the arrest of them posing as anarchists and showed them taking the stuff off. And the police had to admit later, the Royal Mounted Police, that they had staged attacks on their own officers as a pretext to attack the citizenry. That's because the Royal Mounted Police are now an alien group to Canada. They work for offshore banks. They're banning free speech in Canada, destroying liberty. They've arrested me when I go to Canada. Canada is an outrageous police state with a velvet glove on the steel fist. And so we are joined by Sam LaBear, and we appreciate you coming on, Sam. Tell us specifically where you hail from, Montreal 9/11 Truth, and break it down for folks.
Well, thanks very much, Alex. I'm from Montreal, Quebec. I'm a member of the Montreal 9/11 Truth Group. And as you said, we saw that there was a conference being held here in Montreal this week called Moving Towards a New World Order, which was quite an eye opener when we saw that. So of course we had to cover it to find out as much as we could about it.
And it turns out it's the top lineup of Bilderberg Group meeting.
Yeah, IMF, World Bank, you name it. And I don't know what picture you have up on Prison Plan TV, if it's the one that I sent you of me in front of the line of police.
Yes, that's what's
here yesterday. But actually today it's really raining hard here in Montreal. And, there is no one here, including the police. So I was actually able to walk right in. I'm actually inside, the hotel steps away from where the meeting is taking place.
Amazing. We're going to break down what's happening at this meeting and how it affects Mexicans, Canadians, and people in the United States, because this group is mentioned in the SPP documents that Judicial Watch and others sued and got 2 years ago. We have in my film Endgame, and they're openly admitting it's a North American Union, that they're taking city, county, state rights away. So we're not just losing states' rights in Canada or the U.S. It's now being totally transferred outside the nation to these supranational boards, just like our trade is ruled not by our own governments, but by the World Trade Organization.
Right, NAFTA, World Trade Organization, all kinds of extra governmental agencies, yeah.
Well, Sam LeBrier, stay there. We're going to come right back to you and break down the documents you've gotten from this conference, which is really just a public Bilderberg group meeting. It's not open to the public, but it's more open to the media as they openly push world government. Stay with us. And I see so many comments online saying they don't know what Bilderberg's talking about. They don't know they want world government. What do you mean? It's all admitted.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Sécurité dans le métro. Monsieur, bonsoir. Et votre question, si je ne m'abuse, ça s'adresse à M. Dauphin.
My question is for M. Dauphin, yes.
Je vous écoute, monsieur.
I'm here tonight to address M. Dauphin's involvement in the signing of the contract in 2004 with Verint, who is providing the security cameras and the installation in our metro. A few months ago, there was a group of my colleagues who came to this chamber to ask Mr. Dauphin about this subject, which he feigned ignorance about, saying he had no idea what we were talking about, what contract we were talking about, what company we're talking about, even though we have him in press releases describing the wonders that Verint security systems will bring to Montreal. So I'm not here tonight to ask Mr. Dauphin why he has given this company, which has extensive ties to CIA, Mossad, and MI6, this contract to our city, because it is quite apparent he does not want to answer that question. I'm only here tonight to express my concern as a citizen and as someone who takes the metro every day, to inform all of you that there are many of us in this city who know the truth about what happened on September 11th, what happened in London on 7/7, and that you had better make sure that nothing happens to our city, because if an attack happens in the metro and you try and blame it on Al-Qaeda or Iran or whatever you they're going to try and blame it on, we will not believe you. And that is the only reason I came here tonight. Thank you very much for your time.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Bonsoir, Monsieur Labrier. We had the occasion, I think it was last year or 2 years ago, to answer some question like the one we're having tonight. My colleague, Claude Trudel, the president of the MTC, Montreal Transit Corporation, had the opportunity to answer these questions. What I remember about this question is that we had been in public tender in 2004, and it's a company that won the public tender. So I'm not aware personally, Mr. Speaker, exactly which company got it, which other company didn't get it, but I know that all the rules were follows, and we had been in public tenders, and there was a selection committee with a jury, and it's the best company, in my knowledge, that got the contract. But otherwise, I have no memory about exactly what happened, if it wasn't a good company or the best company. I know that we had been in public tender, and the company...
Thank you, Monsieur Dauphin. Thank you, Monsieur Dauphin. Do you have another short question?
No, I would just like to clarify that I am not accusing anyone here of complicity in any sort of conspiracy or what have you. I simply want to make known that there are thousands of citizens in Montreal that if there is an attack, that we will not believe the stories that you give us. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you, sir.
All right, that's Sam LeBrier joining us from 9/11 Montreal Truth. And they've confronted members of the parliament. They've confronted the former prime ministers. They've confronted the city councils, bringing this up. And you have to understand, with 7/7, we know the government carried out the attacks. And I've made the film Terror Storm detailing that. That's even more clear-cut than 9/11, which is also very easily proven. But with 7/7, we have a lot of specifics. And that's why they've quietly had to turn loose all the people they claim were involved in supporting the plot. They were really just government agents, people that were being recruited into intelligence, asked to take part in the drill, and then they blew them up on board the trains and buses. That's why Visor Consultancy for the government in the metro was running a drill of the exact same bus and exact same trains, subways, being bombed at the exact same time and date in London. Impossible. Same thing on 9/11. They had the exact same drills, exact same time. USA Today, Associated Press, same buildings being attacked. That way, if good people in government that are compartmentalized and aren't part of the small group carrying out the attack, that way, if the bad guys get caught by the good guys, they can say, that was just part of a drill. And they'll even come out and admit they were doing these drills a lot of times just to throw it in everybody's face and say, we admit we were doing the drill. How unusual. But the fact that the gentleman we have on the line with us went down there and confronted them, Sam LeBrier, the fact that he did that preempts what they're doing. Because I remember at the time being on air, they were already saying in Montreal News, we think Al-Qaeda is going to hit the subway. We're pretty sure we're going to have a 7/7 here. And then they had that stage capture of people that were planning it and all the rest of it. And turned out that was fake, just like the thing 2 weeks ago with the black guys in New York and New Jersey who had no intention of bombing anything. The FBI created the group, tried to get them to carry out terror. They weren't even Muslims, just like Miami in 96. Same story. Sam, we can ask him now, saw this threat, went down and preemptively said, don't try that here. Is that what you did? Is that why you went ahead and went down and talked to him, sir?
Well, before we get into that, didn't I see a few days ago on your website that there was an explosion in North Carolina that they blamed on a drill? That, you know, it could be the same thing, right?
Absolutely. There was in fact, that's up on Infowars.com today. I haven't even covered that. Where they staged a terror attack and then just said it was a drill. Was that an operation where the police got caught and then a huge explosion, areas destroyed, is just turned into no big deal? In fact, I'm going to print that right now. Go ahead. Tell folks about that.
Well, all I know is what I saw on your website, but, I mean, it was extremely suspicious. It reminded me, of course, of 9/11, of 7/7, of the fact that they run these drills as cover in case something goes wrong. They can say, oh, it was a drill. Never mind. Don't worry about it.
It's amazing. Let's speak about government-sponsored terrorism first and Montreal 9/11 Truth and more of how you guys are going out and bringing up these key issues and how preemptively talking about how they may be planning to stage terror can preempt their activities in a devastating fashion. You also see how serious the government was taking what you were just now saying. Let's go ahead and go through that and then into the public Bilderberg Group event happening as they take over your government, openly announcing world government in Canada.
Yeah, well, I have to say that actually I wouldn't have even have been aware of the company being given the contract for the security cameras in our subway if it weren't for the work of some other members of Montreal 9/11 Truth who came along first and did the research and found out about it. And when I found out, I mean, it didn't pass the stink test. This company had been given the rights to the security cameras in the London Underground right before 7/7, which, I mean, we all remember, of course, were the same cameras that, you know, didn't work that day on 7/7. It's a company that's owned by a former Mossad official. He's now fighting extradition from, I think it's like Liberia or some African country that doesn't have extradition treaties because he's being brought up on fraud charges. I mean, this guy is a piece of work. And we gave his company the contract for our subway system here in Montreal after it didn't function in the London bombings on 7/7. I mean, come on. So when I heard that, I had to go down and at least videotape my confrontation with the City Hall and put it up on YouTube so that if there was ever something that would happen in Montreal, we could at least point to that in the past and say, look, you know, some people were warning about this before it happened.
Well, absolutely. And it's important to add here that it came out in the news on the day of 7/7 that Benjamin Netanyahu was warned by the head of the Mossad, and because he gave a press conference, and he was in 7/7 that day, just a few hundred yards away from the first train bombing, to, quote, not take the subway because of dangers in the subway that day. And then, even though that was in Haaretz and Jerusalem Post and AP and was all over the news, then they came out in the news and denied it and said it was all a conspiracy theory. And then a week later, the head of Mossad came out again and said, no, we did warn. I mean, we knew this was going to happen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like, what's his name, Peter Power and the
yes, Visor Consultants.
Just happened to be running drills at the same locations at the same time on the same day. I mean, well, that's just a conspiracy theory, right? I mean, anybody who's got a little common sense knows that the conspiracy theory is just trying to dissuade us from asking these questions. But anybody with a modicum of common sense is going to see these are very important questions. Like, how could it have been scheduled at the same subway stations on 7/7 at the same time on the same day? I mean, that's not a conspiracy theory. That's just common sense.
Well, it certainly is. You've been out on the ground the last few days. This thing is going through the 8th to the 11th. Let's now get into the main story today, the main event, as they say. For those that just tuned in, describe what's happening in Montreal, who's meeting, the name of the conference, the sub-conferences within it, calling openly for world government.
Yeah, so it's the International Economic Forum of the Americas, which takes place every year. It's the Conference of Montreal. It takes place every year. This is the 15th anniversary. And this year's conference is entitled Adapting to a New World Order. Like you said, it's taking place Monday to Thursday, the 8th to the 11th. Yesterday had an opening plenary session at 8:30 in the morning with the head of the IMF, and that one was titled Towards a New Global Economic Order. There's also other forums and luncheons yesterday with the titles like A New World Governance and Thriving in a New Financial Order. Today, the topic is energy, health, and there's a lot of focus on genomics, with genome research, genetic research. Today, there's even a plenary session given by the UN, UNESCO, which is part of the UN, entitled Genomics Towards a Revolution. And then tomorrow, there's a big thing watching out for. There's a luncheon at noon tomorrow entitled The Americas and the New World Order, and that's being chaired by Madeleine Albright, actually. And when I was speaking to a reporter yesterday who was inside here covering it, we asked him about the North American Union and whether there was anything of the North American Union. And he said,
stay there. I want to hear the answer to this when we get back with our guest covering what's happening up there in Montreal right now, Sam LaBrere. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Sam LeBrere is our guest. The article is up on Infowars.com. This morning I was reading email, and I was sent an email. It's here in my stack. I forgot to dig it out during the break because I was doing a quick four-minute interview on 93.7 here in town with Charlie Hodge. Great guy. And I printed off the, here it is, the Obama Deception movie, Moon Battery at its Finest. And I was reading the guy's article attacking the Obama Deception, and then I was reading his comments under it when people were countering him going, because in his article he says there's no global government, there's no such thing as a new world order, none of this exists. And then people are commenting going, no, there is a Bilderberg group. There is a new world order. And he says, yeah, there's a Bilderberg group. But Alex Jones is just reaching and connecting dots that aren't there and saying they want world government. He doesn't know what they're saying in secret. And he goes, yeah, it might look suspicious to, you know, a moon bat that world elites are meeting secretly, but he doesn't know what they're saying. No, and if you did a review of the Obama deception, you knew that. We show mainstream articles. Bilderberg Group has now gone public saying they're setting up a, quote, new world order. They give interviews to Time Magazine, Newsweek, Financial Times of London, and they say, we're going to have a tyrannical, authoritarian, they use the term authoritarian, world government, and we built it in secret because you wouldn't want it. We know what's best for you, and it's going to save you from the economic collapse, which they engineered, doesn't mention that, and a new carbon tax to regulate and control every facet of your life. So it doesn't matter when they're in hundreds of mainstream news articles I've seen. We probably put 15 Time Magazine, Newsweek, Financial Times of London articles with them saying it, blowing up the text with Etienne Davignon, the head of the Bilderberg Group, saying it. And what do I get? I get to be called a kook because I know they're taking over our society. Now, is this guy an operative or is he just a wannabe? Probably a wannabe. Thinks he's part of the system, thinks he has personal power, thinks by accepting the power elite and making excuses that he's part of it. You know, conscious, unconsciously climbing the ladder. A lot of people are like that. They'll do anything to climb the ladder, even if the ladder leads them downward into hell. Like this guy says, it seems like some of you posting have no idea about Alex Jones and what he said, predicted. Some of you are awake, but the guy with the picture of him, that's the writer, is some douchebag corporate uniform. You need to wake up and realize that that material stuff you love means nothing to bettering you as a person. And it goes on. And then the writer goes on. I should have highlighted it. I just printed it. He goes on to say, I know it looks suspicious. I'll find it during the break. I don't want to make our guests sit there on hold while I'm babbling going over this. He goes on to show the double thing that we're making up. You know, they're having this Bilderberg Group subconference steering group meeting in Canada. They said they're setting up a North American Union and a global governance publicly with their own press releases. And this guy says, nope, doesn't exist. Sir, continue. Sam, continue.
Alex, don't get discouraged by the naysayers and the people who call you names. They're only doing that because you're actually having an effect and they're actually scared of you. So don't ever.
No, but listen,
that.
Sam LeBrere, I know that. But the issue is, I think this guy really thinks we're making up that Bilderberg wants a North American Union. I don't think he's read the SPP declassified documents. I think he's so delusional he wouldn't look at them if you tried to show him because he thinks he controls reality. If he just denies this is happening, that supposedly does it. But go ahead.
Well, they'll always be nitwits like that with me too, right?
Yeah, but anyway. But they run things. They're the minions that the establishment uses to keep this fraud going. But go ahead.
Well, that's why they're so afraid of the internet media now, right? Because we're taking over from them quite a bit. Their credibility is severely damaged. Anyways, as I was saying before the break, tomorrow there's a big luncheon headed by Madeleine Albright, which is entitled The Americas and the New World Order, which could very well be the discussion of the North American Union that the reporter was telling us about yesterday was happening on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, the closing luncheon, the final event of the whole thing, is titled The Economic Crisis and the Role of Central Banks, How Far Can They Go? Which sounds pretty boring at first, but if you look at the subtitle, it's called
Russia and the economic recovery the required joint action between North American central banks.
Stay there. Let's break it down when we get back. Long segment coming up. That was a short segment. Absolutely. When you read the SPP documents from 2006, declassified in 2007, in Endgame, we have a bibliography, whatistheendgame.com, has all those documents linked, time-coded for the film. When you link through to all of that, it's just incredible. And I'll explain this when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on Infowars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine photoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, nibs, noni, immune detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com.
Catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality, storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net, or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning
Sam LeBrier is our guest, joining us from Montreal, Canada, up there at a establishment global government meeting, kind of a Bilderberg group steering meeting, what these really are. When you read the SPP documents, hundreds and hundreds of pages, I've read them all. And then we got screenshots of the key parts and put it in Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, now released almost 2 years ago. That film's more important now than then because so much of what we talked about has now happened. I talk about how the banks are going to implode things by design, a lot more, because I'm reading their documents and they say in there, we're going to use economic crises, biological crises, biological attack crises, environmental crises, global warming and climate change, and we're going to use the threat of terror. Through these crises, we will have our new world order emerge. And they also talk about, we can't let the public know that we're setting this up. This has got to be secret. Secrecy is key. That's in the first pages. It's unbelievable. You can read them at Judicial Watch InfoWars.org. We've got the documents saved at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Or as I say, WhatIsTheEndgame.com. So important people get that DVD and get it out to everybody. I mean, that is the most important film I've made. The Obama deception is the most viral, the one spreading the fastest for people that don't know what's going on. This shows how the left and right's controlled, how it's a controlled paradigm, how the offshore banks operate, how we never go past our own governments to see the outside criminal alien force that's doing this, you know, alien to our system, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. That's good. But then the second film you give somebody is Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. You say, now you want to understand what they, you know, now you understand who the globalists are from their own admissions. Now understand what their total goals are and how they operate. Going back to Sam LaBriere. Sam, continue. You were going over the conference and what they're talking about and the role of central banks. How far can they go? And how far? They've hijacked our governments completely. They're sucking the entire GDP in 7 months out of Canada and out of Europe and out of the U.S. They're all in the same line, same people running it. Zolik, the head of the World Bank, big neocons, openly announcing that they may have to have martial law, there's going to be rioting, that they're taking over, that the banks will need total power over everything. This is world government by a private financial elite. It's very simple. Corporations so big, they have hostile corporate takeovers of nation states. And then they levy taxes through that government, conduiting it to themselves, and they use government regulators to shut down their competition. Continue with this key meeting titled New World Order, Day One, Adapting to New World Order Conference, Day One. Please continue with the points you were making.
Well, I was just saying that the last luncheon is going to be on Thursday at noon. It's entitled The Economic Crisis and the Role of Central Banks. How far can they go? But then the subtitle says NAFTA and the Economic Recovery, the Required Joint Action Between North American Central Banks. And you have the governor of the Central Bank of Mexico and the Central Bank Canada speaking, along with Hélène de Marais, who is the daughter of our former Prime Minister Jean Chrétien, and the wife of Paul or André de Marais, I can't remember which one, but one of the sons of the big Bilderberg family here in Montreal. And so, I mean, the title, the Required Joint Action Between North American Central Banks. In other words, North American Central Banks are going to have to start working together much, much more closely, almost, as you could say, united. So, I mean, this could be the first step towards a united North American Union central bank.
Continue.
Yeah, and tomorrow, like I said, the speech by Madeleine Albright to the Americas and the New World Order is definitely one we should try and get text of or try and find out what's discussed, because I think it's most definitely talking about the SCP and the North American Union. Today in the media, a lot of the big sound bites I've been hearing from Dominic Strauss-Kahn, who's the head of the IMF, his big sound bite from yesterday saying that doesn't exist anything in the world except a single financial system, and therefore any sort of national regulation doesn't make any sense. In other words, what he's saying is we need a global system of financial regulation. That's the only thing that makes sense. That
was That's right. You can't have the nations running themselves. International bodies have to do it. That's already happening. This is just the coming out of it. And, oh, there's a financial crisis we engineered on paper. They admitted they did, but that's never discussed. We're now going to take full control over your life. Here's that article here, the Obama Deception movie, Moon Battery at its Finest. And here's the author's comments. He goes by R. Caddy. You don't believe a handful of politically connected wealthy individuals meeting together a few times a year to discover world domination, do you, to discuss it? Oh, right, you do. So he's saying to a guy he's arguing with in the comments that we're like crazy. Then it goes on. Well, they do. They're called the Bilderberg Group. Look it up. They had a meeting in my hometown here in Ottawa, Canada, a while back. It was reported on the local news, CTV, I think. I doubt you'll find any coverage of the meeting in American media, but you can probably find it on YouTube. The most notable attendees were David Rockefeller, Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands. I wonder what they're talking about. And he goes on, no one is denying their existence, and it may look strange, shady, weird, whatever, but not knowing what they are talking about does not give us any right to insert our own projections. Problem with conspiracy theorists is that not knowing drives them to their own conclusions based on whether ideas, notions they have brewing in their heads. It is a dangerous and twisted approach to life problems. Now, you just read from their own press releases what they are behind closed doors discussing, but their own press release, global government, central banks taking over and running things, nation states not being able to say no, calling it global government, calling it New World Order. And we go, they're announcing New World Order. Look, we sued and got the SPP documents. It says they're taking over our freedoms and carbon tax. And they just say, doesn't exist. And you go, but it's declassified. It does. I'll never forget. I keep going back to this. 2 years ago, Ron Paul's running for president. He just started a year and a half ago, whatever. CNN and other channels saying, Ron Paul's crazy. He believes in something called a NAPA superhighway and a trans-Texas corridor. And I remember him laughing at Ron Paul on CNN, and somebody put a compilation video together of CNN, Fox, CNBC saying he was crazy. I live in Texas with the NAFTA Highway Trans-Texas Corridor billboards up and it being announced, and I'd go to movies and they have trailers at the start paid for by the government about the NAFTA superhighway. I mean, this is some type of psych warfare game they play. Like, I had Psychology Today call me and it was like, so you believe there's a Bilderberg group? And I was like, well, no, I mean, you know one exists, right? And the psychiatrist would just kind of go, or psychologist, writing form would just go, please continue. And I'd say, no, wait a minute, let's not play these little high and mighty God games where you just say, now you think that exists? And he go, well, let me ask you another, are they coming to get you? See, it's all about how I'm this paranoid. Meanwhile, foreign banks openly have hijacked us, sucking us dry. They're openly announcing world government. And it's like the general public that's committed to the lie. For decades, they said none of this existed. So even as this is being announced, it exists and is happening, they can't go back and say they were conned and lied to. They have to say. In fact, I have a lot of fake conservatives call me and email me, and I hear it on talk radio, that WMDs were found in Iraq, that he did have nukes. I mean, or that they didn't torture. You know, it's just they, I'm more and more realizing, Sam, they are the crazy people. We are the normal people. Go ahead.
Well, I completely agree with you, Alex. And just think about, I mean, it's the writer who admitted that Bilderberg exists, most likely 5-6 years ago, would have even denied that Bilderberg even exists. I would have called us crazy just for thinking that it exists. So, I mean, in a way, it is, you can look at it positively. We are making progress. At least it has come out now. Nobody can deny that the Bilderberg.
No, you're right. You're right. They're losing their mind game. And the more they say, no, Judicial Watch doesn't have those documents, the more they say that the best-selling book for a year was The Late Great USA that we sell at Infowars.com by Dr. Jerome Corsi that has those documents, that Endgame, you know, number one on Amazon.com film, the more they deny, the more it gets that they're a bunch of liars. Go ahead.
Yeah, and anybody doubts anything that I'm reading from here, this pamphlet that I got.
Keep going. I apologize again, recap what you're reading from, where you're at, what you're covering.
Yeah, well, when we met the reporter yesterday, he gave us the schedule of events, the whole thing, but actually it's available online as well. If you go to the article that's posted on Prison Planet or InfoWars, at the bottom there is a link to a PDF file, which is the same thing that I have. So if you doubt what I'm reading you, that there is luncheons entitled Towards Global Governance, etc., you can go check it out. That link, the PDF file online, it's their own document.
Absolutely, and you were getting into that last point about how they're saying, oh, what should the role be? Can central banks go too far? Or, oh, we can't have nation states, you have the premier running around, we can't have nation states dictating the global policy, and then they have a conference called Global Governance? Continue.
Right. I mean, the title is the required joint action between North American central banks. In other words, it's not an option anymore. North American central banks need to be unified and all be playing off of the same playbook. So there needs to be a unification of central banks in North America. It's required. It's not an option.
Tell me about the security for this event.
Well, yesterday, like I said, yesterday was a beautiful day. There was at least 100 protesters outside, and there was quite a long line of police officers out in front. Today, however, in Montreal, it's miserable day. It's raining hard, and there's nobody here. So like I said, I was able to walk right up into the Hilton, where yesterday there was a huge line of police. I was just able to walk right in, and I'm sitting here right just a few, maybe 10, 20 feet from the conference center. So I'm seeing conference attendees walk past me this whole time. I've been, before I was waiting for your phone call so I could get on, I was trying to listen in on any conversation, see if I could hear anything, but unfortunately, not far. But, like
you know,
said,
you could try to waltz into, you could try to waltz into the conference. Again, they have the secret Bilderberg where they decide what they're going to do. Then they have these regional in the U.S., Canada, Europe, England, Japan. They admit this. Regional systems that are run by the key Bilderberg group people. And then it fans out into the larger pyramidal power structure. They go out and then implement the program.
Yeah, and in the pamphlet, you've got messages from the Premier of Quebec, the Prime Minister of Canada, the Mayor of Montreal, the Prime Minister of Canada, Stephen Harper. He says in his own little intro to the meeting, says, as suggested by this year's theme, adapting to a new world order, preparing ourselves for the future is a task no country can assume alone. In isolation from the global community, and I commend you for your dedication to this task. In other words, Stephen Harper, our own Prime Minister here in Canada, is saying, I commend you for the task of working towards the New World Order.
Yeah, he's on record in the press groveling to the meeting. Now, I've read that at some of these meetings, they allow a little bit of kept press or domesticated press. Is there any press inside the main conference, or is this quasi-secret?
I haven't seen any here today, but like I said, we had a good interview with the reporter yesterday. I actually sent it to Rob D. I was hoping he could embed it in the article that you posted on Prison Planet. He could go back into my email and update.
Yeah, what time did you send that? And we'll send it to Kurt Nemo and Steve Watson. Paul's on vacation right now.
Okay, yeah, it's in the email that I sent you where they actually got the article from. I added a little link to it. Video that was us outside interviewing a reporter, and actually
I wonder why they didn't put the video in the article.
And he might have missed it. It was right at the beginning of the email I sent him. But so we actually did meet with a reporter who had been inside. He was working for a financial and investment magazine, so he was given media credentials. He was allowed inside. We had a long discussion with him. He was the one who actually told us that they were going to be discussing the North American Union on Wednesday. There is media presence here. Like I said, the Dominic Strauss-Kahn, head of the IMF, he's all over the media up here, and the big soundbite that everybody's talking about from him yesterday is the one where he says that there's only a single system of a single financial system worldwide, and any national regulation doesn't make any sense. That's his big soundbite from yesterday that the media.
They can't allow the people to ever get back control of their governments and then shield their nation from outside corporate looters.
Heaven forbid the people actually take control from the corporate oligarchy.
God forbid. Well, sir, folks can visit, of course, Montreal911truth.org. The photos and videos, please get those up on YouTube as quickly as possible. And you had offered, and it's very exciting, to send us any of that footage you'd like to be in the new Obama film that is just unbelievably powerful. I'm going to go ahead and probably release it now on October 1st instead of July or September because I need more time to make it just incredibly powerful. But I really appreciate you. And Sam, anything else you'd like to add?
No, just on Montreal911truth.org. You can read all about this. And it's our Truth Blast 09. The summer we're hitting the streets. And going to be very active this summer in Montreal, and this is a part of it. And I wish you the best of luck, Alex, with your money bomb. I've been listening to you for years. I'm a huge fan. You're one of the only people out there that I trust to deliver me the news, and I wish you all the best, sir.
Well, God bless you, Sam LaBrere, and God bless you for being there covering this event. It ends, on the 11th? So it ends on Thursday, correct?
Yes, Thursday, with the final luncheon being the one discussing the required joint action between North American central banks. That is the last one.
Well, people need to come out there. They need to come out and support you. So give folks the address again so they can come out tomorrow when the rain subsides and have more people infiltrate with cameras, more people infiltrate this event with the citizen media so we can find out what these vicious corporate snakes are doing in their buying and selling your leaders.
Yes, it's at 900 de la Gauchetière West, corner Mansfield in downtown Montreal. It's at the Hilton Bonaventure Hotel. And hopefully the rain will subside tomorrow, and we can have all the info warriors in Montreal come out and fight the New World Order.
All right. God bless you, my friend. We will talk to you again with a quick update tomorrow and then again on Thursday, okay?
Okay, Alex. Take care.
Thank you for taking liberty in your own hands. Thank you for standing up. Another great example, Sam LaBrere. They're joining us. Okay, quickly, I haven't plugged a sponsor yet to make these shows possible. One of them is Home Gain. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, or getting any real estate questions you have answered. It's HomeGain.com. It's absolutely free. You can enter in your street address and get what the realtors are seeing, the real value of your home is. HomeGain.com, ladies and gentlemen, they also have a system, a home sale maximizer, where they can tell you the least expensive renovations or things you can do that will boost the sale of your house. A lot of things you can do there at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Or if you forget the web address HomeGain.com, simply go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and be sure and click through Max the Little Orange Gorilla. Again, at InfoWars.com or HomeGain.com. All right, we'll be back after this with a lot of key news and another guest coming up.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Crown,
another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today.
Now I've gotten seated. I'm doing work during the breaks, running back in here, and the guys have me jacking in here to get my audio. I keep getting emails going, how do you hear your callers now without headphones? I got an earpiece in. That's how I'm doing it. Promise it's not an alien transmitter or anything sent by the Chupacabras working for the Vatican and the Zionist. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let me get serious here right now in this segment with something we need folks to take action on. Now, whatever you see at your state level, if it's draconian and evil and corrupt, you're going to see in other states. And I learned last Friday when Kurt Nemo posted a story on Infowars.com that a bill through a legislative corrupt process that the House and Senate rules have been changed to do, bills are supposed to come out of committee, then get voted on by the full House or Senate, and then go into conference between them. Not in this case. It went back into Kirk Watson's committee, and on a bill passed by the House, he added a rider where there's no more Fourth or Fifth Amendment. You can read the bill. It states clearly CPS can take any children, not just with a warrant or with a fake judge's order. They get these fake things sworn on every day by these child kidnapper judges. They have special, you know, scumbag judges all over the country. It's been in the news. They get kickbacks of money or like to pedophile the kids. In fact, yesterday you gave me the article. I didn't cover it. And the day before that, Rob Dew gave me one of head of CPS, head of Children's Services, a pedophile ring. Google that. I want to show folks that. I mean, you can't make this up. Every day, these disgusting, and it's always the head guys, because that's who runs this. Most of your big family court judges are pedophiles, or they're getting cash. And that's come out on CNN, that they get millions for the kidnapped kids. Because, see, the adoption agencies are getting $200, $300, $400, $500. Why do they put over two-thirds of the kids on drugs that they grab? Because then it's a special needs child, and the cash level starts going up. But if it's a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, you're talking $400,000, $500,000. That's why we've had senators on here to tell you they got bounties on the kids. Now, Senator Kirk Watson, state senator, I've been battling him since I first got on the air in 1995-96. Former mayor of Austin, owns his own private land grab bank outside Austin. He rules all the farms and ranches the city stole. He literally is like just a demonic goblin. He has introduced SB 1440, that was a good anti-CPS bill, then he got it and tagged something on. It goes the reverse now in Texas, and it's gone to Rick Perry's desk. And if Perry doesn't pass this, they'll come out on the news and demonize him with all the dirt they got on him. That's why they love Perry. Well, that's why he's been to Bilderberg. But if we put enough pressure on Rick Perry, he may not totally annihilate the Fourth Amendment. And in the 2 or 3 years it takes for this to get to the Supreme Court of Texas before it gets struck down, they may not even do that, they'll kidnap tens of thousands more. And, I mean, no judge, no jury. They just take your kids, period. They're gone. Pedophile ring wants them. They get them. Open season. Because, see, they got in trouble for kidnapping 400 kids last year. That's what it reports on here. And so they got in trouble with the Supreme Court doing it. No due process, no orders, no judge's order. So now Kirk Watson, if you ever see him in a restaurant anywhere, you just walk up and tell him he's a piece of trash. He just, and he's a carpetbagger as well. Piece of filth. SB 1440. Call Governor Perry's office phone at 512-463-2000. 512-463-2000. Fax the degenerate at 512-463-1849. He's going to sign this if we don't put heat on him. Just keep your hands off our children. It's enough you urinate on the Bill of Rights, but our children.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood.
My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger Mike Adams has awarded Interfood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Interfood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've now reached the halfway point in this worldwide transmission on this Tuesday, June 9th, 2009. Just come on in, because you got to sit there at the door, and then I'm going to wait and not talk till you get it to me. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you. Yeah, this is the Daily World. Former CPS director sentenced to 10 years for child molestation. Now, I haven't created a computer file on this, but I should. About 80% of the time I hear about a kid being boiled to death or being tortured to death or being found in a cage, starved to death. They admit deep in the articles that it was a CPS worker or some lazy pot-bellied PhD for social work who they'll warehouse 5-6 kids, put them in cages, I'm not kidding, or lock them up in rooms, barely feed them enough to live. You'll think they're concentration camp victims. I did service work in college some and would go in the houses and say, what are these houses? And, you know, the older or the people that knew more about the job would say, oh, this is a foster house. These are death pedophile pits, basically. And then they admit they're 7 times. I keep saying 5 times more likely to abuse. That was the cover of Newsweek in 2000, about 5 times more likely to abuse children. It's now 7 times more likely. I mean, there's no group worse than these people. And it says a former CPS director sentenced to 10 years for child molestation. Judge rejects recommendation for year in jail and treatment. Gary E. Anderson leaned into the podium, his head lowered, and his blue jail jumpsuit draped off his thin frame. The 67-year-old Child Protective Services director told the court he did not understand how he could have spent 36 years of his life defending children. You didn't. You went in there to rape them. Because you piece of trash. Including his own, and now stands guilty of raping a 9-year-old girl and molesting another girl of the same age. Because you're a bucket of crap. Because you're a worm. And because you don't just enjoy raping those children. For the same reason you enjoy, if you read the criminology and the psychology of why you like raping children, it's the same thing you like when those parents are crying, when you show up with brainwashed cops serving you and they drag that little kid out of you, out of their hands, and you realize you're going to be raping them in just a few hours. It's the enjoyment. It's the domination. It's the power. So you enjoy those parents terrorizing in pain, just like local family court judges. And I've been in their courts watching them. And those families are crying. The judge is literally just going, oh. I mean, they're just soaking the pain. And me, I'm like, that's why I can't go to these anymore, because it's literally like I'm in hell and I'm going, it's just tearing my guts out, my soul out. And it just, the rage just lifts, and the judge will even see it in your eyes and just look at you. And it's almost like Emperor Palpatine when Darth Vader finds out he's killed his wife. And Darth Vader's having a painful moment. You see Palpatine going, ah. Well, I've seen that in Judge Jean Mirror, ladies and gentlemen. I've seen her, ah, when they're taking kids. And I mean, literally, it's just like, ah, I just want to, ah, that lady. I mean, she is a bucket of maggot evil. She is a pit demon of hell itself. And all over the country, the family court judge is going to get caught getting massive payoffs for stealing kids from the adoption agencies, not to mention the federal bounties to do it. And I have seen them just, as they take a little kid and the parents are crying, we didn't do anything, you have no proof. And she's like, ha, ha, ha. She'll even, ha. I've seen her on the news before. I played the clip somewhere. It's a CBS clip where she's sitting there seizing people's kids for no reason in the schools, in the elementary schools. When the kid's late to class, they then make them sign a form and agreeing that they were truant. And then when they're late again, they grab them. And when the parents are crying, you see Mir going, I mean, it's just like just feeding vampirically on pain. And that's what he did right here. Another disgusting piece of absolute trash, Gary E. Anderson. And you look at him, they always look the same. Look at that weak pedophile piece of filth. Loves hurting innocent, weak people. Loves using the police to have his way. I bet that bailiff right there was probably helping him a month earlier grab people's kids. Look at that sack of demon.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Some stations don't carry that first 5 minute segment of each hour. For those that just joined us, I was covering the fact that every day, without even searching for the articles, it must mean every hour. Every day I run into mainstream news articles where CPS directors, Homeland Security directors are caught raping kids, running child porn. And here is out of the Daily World. Former CPS director sentenced to 10 years for child molestation. And he pleads guilty to raping all these kids. I've broken a sacred trust not only with these children, but those who love them. Oh, yeah. He said Friday, I broke their hearts. I am sorry for what I've done. Anderson pled guilty to first-degree child rape and first-degree molestation last year for numerous times. And it goes on to how he raped the little girls. And, folks, literally, they will use these rapists against parents. Every time they catch a CPS worker raping kids or torturing them or killing them, the news will say, woman arrested for killing children or woman arrested for scalding child. And then you'll say the last paragraph that she was a CPS worker or a foster parent. Now, am I saying there aren't some good foster parents? I know there are. The issue is the system's evil and it's run by pedophiles. I've probably seen, no exaggeration, probably 300, 400 mainstream news articles over the years of CPS directors of whole states and whole counties and cities. It was a scandal 5 years ago in Florida because of thousands of missing kids. We pulled CNN up last week showing it to you. We're going to our next guest in a moment, where they would fire one director for being a convicted pedophile, and the next director would be a pedophile, then the next director was a pedophile, because it's a pedophile guild. I mean, when I get up here and I say it's run by pedophiles, it is. That's one side. The other side is just greedy bastards that don't care, use the pedophiles to grab the kids. They get to have their way with them, and then they just get cold hard cash. There's another small group that is mentally ill people who were abused as children who are out, quote, punishing the family and believe it's a disease. That's a subgroup. I'd say they're 20%. The pedophiles, I'd have to guesstimate, but I'd say 40% of CPS workers and foster parents are pedophiles. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And he's getting 10 years in prison for raping all these kids. But what about the issue of there have been cases where school teachers are pedophiles. They like a particular kid. They call their pedophile buddies in CPS and grab the kid and then rape them for themselves. I mean, it's like grocery shopping at the schools for them. The pedophile guilds are everywhere. And they did this in Rome. They did this in many other kingdoms. They recruit more of their people in. I mean, I know somebody in the office next to me that worked for the city of San Marcos. If I told you about what two senior police commanders, and this guy I know doesn't lie, two senior police commanders have a sex slave at their house, and nobody's going to stop them. It's going to continue, and they're going to do what they want, when they want, and if they want your kids, they're going to come get them because they got armored vehicles and automatic weapons. Now, if we rise up and rebuke them for what they are and point out what they are, they will fall. Now, I have the video from Endgame. We ought to pull this up. I should have thought to do that. Where the head psychiatrist for the state of Texas tells the state board in the legislature that why are 68% of kids on psychotropics in Texas? And the guy said, because they got bad genes, eugenics. That's their excuse. Now, due process isn't being followed with these family courts. And tomorrow there's a press conference coming up. We're going to have somebody on dealing with it. Call Governor Rick Perry to veto SB 1440. It ends completely the Fourth and Fifth Amendment, allows the police to take your children like they're Al-Qaeda. You know, we're just grabbing Al-Qaeda in America and secretly grabbing them. Oh, no, now it's your kids in Texas and other states have introduced similar bills. This bill was even improperly changed after the House passed it by Kirk Watson, the demonic senator, literally demonic. Pure evil flows from this guy. Been battling him for 14 years. Now a state senator, was the mayor, and it goes directly to him. Call Governor Perry's office and tell him not to vote on child kidnapping and not to vote for the end of the Fourth Amendment where they can take your children, no judge, no jury, not even a fake order. They just take your kids. And then, folks, they take them and they rape them. They rape babies. They don't care. And a lot of one of their favorite things is to do is to grab your kid and rape them and then say you did it and put you in prison for it. I'm not joking. Pedophiles are running most of your major governments, okay? In fact, I ought to do a whole program on the hundreds and hundreds of cases of Homeland Security officials caught doing it. In fact, Google Homeland Security official caught with child porn or head of state children's bureau, New Jersey, caught raping children. I mean, that's what I saw in the last week. All right, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to shut up right there because I got a guest on, and I apologize she's got to hear this type of stuff, but it all integrates into the same situation. Evil has taken over and set up a system where evil is good and good is evil, and where they can carry out all their evil and then make us, the good people, bad and legitimize all their crap. Now, are you going to let them Abu Ghraib your children and your kids just disappear and they don't even tell you where they went? No judge, no jury, no order. So that rapists can have their way with your children. There is no group more dangerous than a truancy officer or a CPS worker or a foster parent. Period! Do you understand that most of the time when I hear about somebody arrested for pedophilia, it's a CPS director? See, the cops aren't bad, folks. They're not pedophiles on average. They're just like the general public. You have the same sample rate with them in the studies. They know the CPS is pedophiles. That's why they're constantly busting them doing it. I'm not saying something here the police don't know. It is a fact. And I am sick of it! Yeah, I'll be at the mall every once in a while or in a grocery store, and I'll see some like fat, demonic creature going, looking at me. And I'll go, oh, that's a CPS worker that hates my guts. And that's a pedophile right there. And they'll just like see me and go... And then one time I was in the Target parking lot and saw the little gremlin getting in his car. He didn't see me. We, I guess, had left near the same time. And it said, safe children, and the names of these different groups on the back as he was driving off. And I was like, it just hit me like adrenaline. I'm like, whoa, it is one. Oh, my God. God, I've got discernment. Please. Well, you know, it's just so crazy. Just like, oh, there's one of the demons right there. You know, my instinct is just to just, you know, clean house, folks. But, I mean, literally... Then I got behind him in the car because I saw him inside 30 minutes before leaving. See him there. He doesn't see me. Read his license, his bumper stickers, and then it literally just, you know, hit. You know when it hits you? Like, ugh. And I was like, oh, it's a demon. It actually is one. I mean, there he is. He's going to go on. He's probably going to grab a kid right then. He's probably just can't wait to rape a six-month-old baby. And he's going to blame the parents for it. They'll grab your kid. They go rape it that night. In the examination, and then they come and blame you for it. I have had it with you, and I swear one thing on the eternal altar to God. We're going to bring you to justice, no matter what it takes, filth. I apologize. I just can't handle it anymore. I can't handle the stuff I've seen. I can't handle these people knowing nobody's stopping them. They just go on and on and on and on and on committing their evil. And if I see one more pot-bellied, stick-armed, ball-headed pedophile CPS worker, I don't think I can handle it. They're bullies. They like hurting children. And I hate your guts. That's the problem. As I get older, I can't stand seeing things be abused. I can't even go hunting anymore because I can't. I know it's stupid. I don't even like shooting deer. If a lizard accidentally gets its tail cut off when I close my door, I almost cry. And then I think about kids, how they're killing. I apologize. I'm going to go to our guest for getting mad. Let's go to Betty Henderson. She runs SSRI website, SSRIstories.com, with over 3,000 cases of what happens when you put people on these drugs. Ma'am, it's good to have you here, and we appreciate you taking the tens of thousands of hours to compile the website.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm sorry you had to hear that whole rant, but are you aware about the CPS people?
No, I wasn't.
Well, I don't usually get that heated. They're trying to pass a bill where they can kidnap anybody's kids without any due process.
Well, yes, that's not good.
and that's bad enough with supposed Al-Qaeda, but now our little kids?
Right. Well, our little kids are having a bad time with these antidepressants, too, I'll tell you.
Absolutely. Well, tell folks about the site and what you've compiled.
Okay, SSRIstories.com is a website that contains 3,109 media articles where an antidepressant was mentioned and a criminal activity either of violence or murder-suicide or suicide or arson was committed. And right there in the media article, see, these aren't personal stories. These are stories that appeared in newspapers and some journal articles around the country. And we believe that, in fact, Japan just recently passed a warning, their FDA, their equivalent of our FDA, which is called the health ministry over there, that they do believe that there's a causal relationship between these antidepressants and violence.
Kind of like causal, like water's wet and rice is white and the sky is blue. We're about to go to break and come back, and I'm going to try to shut up and let you go through all this. We're really honored to have you on, the great work you've done. When did you first start compiling SSRIstories.com?
1997.
Well, it is hellish, man. We're going to come back in just a few minutes, and I'm going to give you the floor. I want you to break down these stories.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
You bet. And it's people like you that have forced Prozac to put it on their own insert with a drug that it causes psychopathic behavior and murder and suicide. And every mass shooter I've seen, every killer, every time some woman kills her kids, they're always on this stuff because it's in the hallucinogen class. We'll be right back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die.
Betty Henderson, SSRIstories.com, up on screen right now as we simulcast it. PrisonPlanet.tv. Got Ron Paul on the show tomorrow, a bunch of other big guests throughout the week, and I'm going to have some shows where we take a lot of phone calls. Next hour, we will open phones up with Wayne Madsen joining us on the host of Issues. Okay, ma'am, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. Get rolling with these stories, 3,000-plus you've got categorized there. I mean, everybody knows, you know, it's common sense that, you know, that most of the mass shooters, almost all of them, women killing their kids, they're always on Prozac-type drugs. Let's go through some of those stories and why the science shows and why they now have to admit that it causes these types of behaviors.
Well, first of all, I want to say that anybody that's taking these drugs do not, under any circumstances, withdraw from them abruptly. In fact, on our website cover page, it says withdrawal can often be more dangerous than continuing on the medication. It's important to withdraw extremely slowly from these drugs, usually over a period of a year or more, under the supervision of somebody who's qualified and understands what is happening when you withdraw. Okay? Hello?
Oh, yes, go ahead.
Oh, so I wanted to explain about that withdrawal and how dangerous you can go into withdrawal mania and commit suicide or violence. If you, in fact, the last school shooting we had, the University of Northern Illinois, he was in a 3-week withdrawal from Prozac.
Extremely dangerous. For those that don't know, it creates a chemical imbalance. So you have to go off very, very slowly. And a lot of the mass shootings are when psychiatrists or psychologists change the medication.
Yes.
Or when the person gets locked up in jail and they don't give it to them, then they release them 3 days later, completely out of their minds. Go ahead.
Yes, just going into jail, being on antidepressants, and then going off of them in jail, and then being released. Oh, that's so dangerous. So dangerous. The convicts are more dangerous than they, you know, used to be. I mean, you know, it's just really tragic. But what I was going to say was that the times that it's most dangerous for this violence and criminal activity and suicides to take place is when you are beginning the drugs or when you're stopping the drugs, when you're increasing the dose or decreasing the dose, or when you're switching from one antidepressant to another antidepressant. Those are the really dangerous times. And we went ahead and decided that we were going to let as many people as possible know about the dangers of these drugs, and so we put up SSRIstories.com. And since the Japanese have warned about the warnings on how dangerous these drugs are and that there's a causal relationship, I think that people should know that between 30 to 50 million people in the United States, because actually 6%, I mean, one out of six people has tried these drugs at one time or another, and currently one out of 10 people is taking one of these antidepressants. And these drugs, right there in the physician's desk reference, it says that they can cause mania and psychosis. So we have 30 to 40 million people taking a drug that could potentially cause mania and psychosis. And in the physician's desk reference, this is not even listed as a rare reaction.
Are you familiar with the studies that have been done in Europe.
Yes.
Clearly showing that it causes people to have these psychotic breaks and can even cause people to have hallucinations because these drugs are in the serotonin reuptake inhibitor. Psychotropics are in the hallucinogen class?
Yes, they are. In fact, 200,000 people a year or more will go into a hospital with an antidepressant-induced psychosis. That's right up there in SSRI stories. It's a journal article. These drugs can cause hallucinations, and that's one of the things that's listed. Let me go through the adverse reactions that's listed here. A manic reaction, that's different kinds of mania, including kleptomania, pyromania, that's arson, dipsomania, there's alcohol cravings there. It causes abnormal thinking and hallucinations. Personality disorders, amnesia, emotional instability. It can cause alcohol abuse and a craving for alcohol. It can cause hostility. Antidepressants, especially the SSRIs, can cause paranoid reactions.
Stay there, Betty Henderson. The government admits this, the FDA admits this, but they want to put basically all the school kids on it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on Infowars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine photoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, nibs, noni, immune detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. Renegades of this atomic age. This atomic age of renegades.
Betty Henderson, SSRIstories.com. So you put together this site with 3,000 cases of people on psychotropics, killing themselves, killing others, or doing insane things. They admit in the desk reference for these drugs that it causes all the things you were mentioning. You had gotten up to paranoid delusional. Please continue.
Oh, well, these are just some of the physician's desk reference, you know, lists the adverse reactions. And if you look at it, and you'll see, like, for instance, in Prozac, confusion is a frequent side effect, and so is amnesia, and so is agitation, and so are sleep disorders. Sleep disorders include terrible nightmares. Some people have terrible nightmares. And then since the drugs suppress the REM sleep and release your muscles so that you can act, some people act out their nightmares. They get up in the middle of the night and then do something violent or, you know, unprovoked.
Yeah, sleepwalking, violent sleepwalking.
Yes, yes, uh-huh. And that's under sleep disorder. Then also in the insert to the drugs, these Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft drugs, it says it can cause delusions, it can cause abnormal dreams, and it can cause inner restlessness. And then, of course, it can cause the discontinuation syndrome, which is actually, of course, withdrawal. That's their polite word for it. And agitation and all kinds of terrible things can happen to people when they get caught up in this cycle of these drugs, and sometimes they can't get off of them. And it's dangerous to get off of them. And so it's just really a national tragedy. And we have 3,109 cases that have appeared in newspaper articles where it mentions these drugs. And they've done terrible things. I mean, when you go into the cover page of SSRI Stories, if you click further and go into the media articles, you'll notice at the very top there's the 48 school shootings or incidents, school incidences, including, of course, Columbine and Red Lake and University of Northern Illinois and so forth. Then underneath that, if you scroll down, there's 17 cases where a person committed a criminal act while they were on an SSRI antidepressant, and these cases were won because the jury actually believed that the SSRI caused or, you know, was responsible, totally or partially.
Yeah, there have been women kill their children. Women kill their husbands. Husbands kill their children.
There was a case, for example, of Apollo Pinkard in Louisiana. She shot to death her 11-year-old daughter. She was a housewife, and she loved her daughter dearly, and she shot her to death. And she was given probation because the doctors testified that the Prozac that she was taking caused her to kill her daughter in the sense that, see, this is the tricky part, that she was really a latent bipolar person. See, they don't want to say that the drug did it. So instead they said, oh, well, she had bipolar disorder, but nobody knew about it.
Yeah, let me break this down.
And the doctors even testify, let me tell you, this is what was important, that she probably never would have killed her daughter if she hadn't taken Prozac because her latent bipolar disorder would never have come forward. So we have, what are they saying, that we have thousands and millions of people in the country who are running around with some kind of latent mental illness, that if they take one of these drugs, they're going to act it out?
Yeah, that's like saying if somebody takes LSD sometimes, they may jump out of a 10-story window.
Right.
That they, you know, that they latently had suicidal tendencies. No, it was the drug whacked them out of their brain. Now, I'm going to throw out some key points here.
Yeah. See,
this
with the
is
illegal
the perfect
drugs, they can say that. Yes, the illegal drug caused them to jump out the window. But
yes,
with these legal drugs, no, they don't want to say that. They want to say instead, oh, well, that person was suicidal and we just didn't know it. It was the disease. Or else they say, oh, well, that person really had a mental illness like bipolar disorder or schizophrenia or obsessive compulsive disorder or something, and the drug brought that out in them.
Well, let me break this down. This is all quackery. Have you ever seen the video clip from 2 years ago in the Texas legislature where the head psychiatrist for the state advisor before the legislative board,
no,
he is saying that we put 68% of Texas foster children on psychotropics because they have bad gene pools. Now, even if you believe eugenics, there was no genetic test to say we put 68% of the kids on these drugs because they have bad gene pools, or that even those drugs are meant to treat bad gene pools. It was a total quack statement. as an excuse, you know, demonizing right. and making subhuman the foster children, but expanding on that, as I'm sure you know about the New Freedom Initiative, that in 2006, one of the board members in Ohio released the secret federal documents, that it was a drug company plan. We already knew this, but then it was, well, we got their internal documents, to put half, they said to go from 20% of kids on these drugs to 50% by 2013, and they've already gone up a few percentage points. So this is a marketing thing, but it's even better. It makes them mentally ill, makes them crazy as a you-know-what house rat.
Right.
And then they get to expand as society goes more and more insane, and as people stab their children to death, murder their neighbors with guns, dress up like Santa Claus, go to a house and burn people down, you know, dress up in Hitler outfits and go to Columbine and shoot everybody. As this happens, they then get to take over our lives. Then the psychologist and psychiatrist start forcing everyone to go through psychological testing. They then force you to get treatment, force you to say you're mentally ill. Then you lose rights. Then more people go on drugs. Then there's more killing. Problem, reaction, solution. They are cold-bloodedly at the top. The low levels don't know this. Engineering this, they know exactly what they're doing. Can you comment on that?
Well, what I want to say is with the foster children, I believe that they're putting them on antidepressants and antipsychotics and benzodiazepines yes. to control behavior, you know, because the foster parents don't want any to deal with anything.
Now, they want zombies that'll sit in the cages and not ask for food.
Right.
Because the foster parents only want to take that money and drive the sports car and go to Las Vegas, literally. The kids literally live in little prison facilities and eat maybe one hot dog or two a day and a bologna sandwich and a glass of water. And you're right. They give them antipsychotics, so they literally drool in the corner.
Right. The sad thing, too, about the antidepressants is that after you go on an antidepressant and go insane, instead of taking you off of the antidepressant very slowly and explaining to you that you need to exercise and have omega-3 oils and take care of yourself and get social support and get out in the sunshine and do some activities instead of, you know, sitting at home worrying.
Yes.
Instead of doing that, no, they tell you that, oh, you need an antipsychotic or you need a mood stabilizer. So then they make you into a real mental patient. And one of the journal articles we have in SSRI Stories in the Index is that between 1995 and 2004, there were 4.8 million additional bipolar people diagnosed. And that was since 2005, so there's probably at least, I would guess, 10 million people now who have been diagnosed as bipolar, probably, and the majority of them started on antidepressants.
And bipolar means you're up and down, which is exactly what the drugs do. But I have a dog who's up and down. They say children that are excited and running around the classroom are mentally ill. All mammal species, baby whales, baby dolphins, baby monkeys, baby apes, baby, deer, fawns, colts, baby horses, they all jump and kick and they're supposed to build their muscles. They're diagnosing normal behavior as mentally ill because they just want to sell drugs.
Right. Yes, I agree with that. And another thing is with the children, they do need their recess time. They need plenty of play activity.
Have you heard they're banning recess? Running and jumping and dodgeball and skipping is now banned?
Why?
They say it's aggressive and can lead to fights. And so hugging, shaking hands, high-fiving, or touching is now outlawed. In fact, people don't believe me. Google dodgeball banned, tag banned. Shaking hands banned in schools. I want people to see that. CNN, AP, Reuters, on screen, literally training us to be prisoners. This is a psychological dictatorship. Have you read the white papers put out by the eugenicist 80 years ago about how they were going to set this up?
Well, no, I haven't really, but I do know that something terrible is happening because they did a study out of Duke University that showed that exercise for a year, in fact, was better for you than Zoloft. It was more effective. And so they replicated that study at Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas, Texas, and it was true that people who exercised walked 30-35 minutes a day 3-4 times a week did better than those people in Zoloft. And so
ma'am, I got to stop you. That's exactly what I was about to bring up next. It's great to talk to somebody who's informed. There are older studies in Russia, China, the United States, England, but you're right. They had one just a few years ago here in Texas done by a major medical center that if somebody will just walk or play golf or start gardening, just getting outside, there's all these studies. You're meant to do manual labor. You're meant to walk a few miles. I mean, for years I got so busy I just quit exercising.
Did you know that soil is actually an antidepressant?
Say that again?
Soil is actually an antidepressant. When you go out to garden, don't wear gloves. Get your hands in the soil because that's the natural antidepressant. And so
no, I didn't
sunshine.
Know that.
Yes, sunshine is also an
antidepressant. No, I knew sunshine was. I knew sunshine through the eyes and the skin. But for those that don't know, there's thousands of studies, scientific fact. That's why in Scandinavian places where it's dark, they have the real bright walls and artificial sunlight indoors because they have the highest suicide rates. That's now been reversed. So the eye stalks, as you know, grow when you're an embryo out of the brain. So the eyes really are the brain. It's the gateway to the soul, as they say. And so they need to have that sunlight. They're designed to do that for hormone levels inside to, trigger, the different endocrine levels, to trigger the different endorphins, for your sex drive, for weight loss, everything. The key is sunlight, but also the skin does it, not just the vitamin A it produces. Go ahead.
Yes. Also, to socially interact with people more really relieves stress and depression, as long as you're interacting, especially if you're outside engaging in activities, like you mentioned, golf or gardening with somebody.
Yeah, you're supposed to sit on your front porch and barbecue and laugh and joke about the neighbor and, you know, laugh and joke about yourself. You're meant to go out and work in the fields all day. That's
right.
When you're happy. You're not happy watching TV.
Right.
And you're not happy sitting on your butt. And you're certainly not going to be happy popping Prozac in the fluorine family.
That's true. And also these omega-3 fatty acids are good for people who are depressed or stressed.
And notice how they say don't get sun, don't eat fatty acids.
Uh-huh.
All these things they know are essential for us. They tell us not to have them.
Well, I would have people Google omega-3 and find out how they can help these people who claim that they're, you know, feeling depressed or down. Of course, everybody has times when they're stressed and depressed, and some people's lives have more sadness in it than others. But to do all these things, to engage in exercise and to engage in social contact, to get outside in the sun, to dig in the soil, to combat all the sitting around thinking about how terrible things are, you know, because depression involves a lot of people thinking in negative, so they have to get out and think positive.
Well, ma'am, I agree with you, but there's also a kind of a wild card in that if you're not just being negative, but fighting corruption.
Oh, no, that's different. That engages you. You need to be engaged in something worthwhile and meaningful. Like you're engaged in this fighting corruption and SSRI stories and engaged in fighting for people who might possibly kill somebody or kill themselves on these drugs. That helps too.
That gives you a lot of energy, doesn't it?
Yes, it certainly does.
It's a very deep fount of energy. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. So anyway, we were going back again to the index of SSRI stories, and then there were 17-1 cases as you're scrolling down past all the school shootings. Then you come to about 58 journal articles that will tell you some of the odd things about Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, Celexa, Luvox, and so on, these SSRIs that you don't really know about. And so there's about 58 journal articles, and then as you scroll further, there's 55 highly publicized cases of people who were on these antidepressants and did something very strange. For instance, O.J. Simpson, you know, was on a double dose of Prozac during the time of the murder. Did you know that?
Yes.
Oh, you did know that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That comedian Phil Hartman's wife, you know, was shot by his wife. She was on Zoloft.
No, they always are.
Oh, yeah. There's so many of them that it's just, you know, really unbelievable.
I don't think I've ever seen a high-profile mass shooting or one of these where they're not on it.
Well,
I mean, very rare. I can't remember one where it wasn't.
Well, that's why I put the school shootings up at the top of the page, because they are something new. We really didn't have these school shootings until Prozac was introduced in 1988. The very first school shooting involved an antidepressant, Lori Dann, in Chicago, Illinois. She went into a third-grade classroom and shot 7 students. 1 died and 6 were seriously injured. And she was on the antidepressant anaphenil, which is similar to an SSRI, even though it's a tricyclic antidepressant. It's much more powerful, and it was the first antidepressant to be granted approval for obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, which a lot of these antidepressants are now, the SSRIs. And she committed that first school shooting. in 1989. And, of course, she did have some problems, too. But here's the thing. If you're having some problems, why exacerbate it by giving you a drug that causes mania and psychosis and hallucinations?
No, you're right. This just adds fuel.
Oh,
for
yeah.
anybody out there who... Here's the next big issue I want to bring up to you. As I'm sure you know, they're now in all the women's magazines, because I read them in my wife's magazines, going, you're not supposed to have a period. That's abnormal. A woman's cycle's not right. You need to go on this SSRI for that. Every time anybody I know in my family or neighbors who has a car wreck and breaks a leg, they come in and push a flu shot and putting them on some Prozac drugs for their, quote, depression.
Right.
I mean, they're pushing it on stubbed toes now, and they also mail Prozac free out in samples in the mail. I'm sure you've seen that.
Yeah.
I mean, these are nothing but LSD pushers.
Right.
Just pushing it.
There was a terrible case in Dallas of a award-winning school teacher, Lisa Marie Smith, who was on Celexa for PMS, and she set her house on fire and murdered her two sons. She's in prison now. She tried to kill herself, too. But, I mean, this is an example. There she was, an award-winning school teacher, loved children, loved teaching, loved working with them. There's so many of these cases. There's so many in Texas that it's unbelievable.
But every time I hear about a woman chopping toddlers' arms off or driving them into the water, they're on it. I mean, in every, you know, that woman that drowned her kids in Houston, she was on it.
Yeah, Andrea Yates, she was on Effexor, yes. She was on two antidepressants, Effexor and Remeron, and she became psychotic on them, yes. It was terrible. Really, see, the thing about Effexor, too, is in the physician's desk reference now, it says that one of the adverse reactions to Effexor is homicidal ideation. So where do you think Andrea Yates received these ideas?
No, it makes you homicidal.
Because it makes you homicidal, yes. Ideation means homicidal ideas. But, I mean, you can't have ideas. Sometimes you act on them, you know?
Listen, I've read the police reports. They'll pull up at a house and a guy's cutting his fingers off and he's on the stuff. I mean,
it is bad.
Stay there. Got a break.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-324-6554. 506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Second with our guests. We'll have to have a backup in the near future. Be sure to visit the website, SSRIstories.com. And don't think that she has all of them. And there's so many happening continually. Be sure and email those to her so she knows. They're trying to force Medicaid more and more people. Federal courts have ruled that they can forcibly drug somebody to get them ready for trial. In the famous case of Dr. Sell up in Missouri, this really is a revolution by a political guild of witch doctors, international big pharma, and their priests, their enforcers, their psychiatrists and psychologists to force everybody onto this. But I do see that they've overreached and people are really starting to find out about what they're doing.
Yes, they certainly have. And even the FDA finally did a little something on March 22nd in 2004. They put a warning on the antidepressants. It's up on their website. You can go to our cover page and scroll down to the bottom of the cover page of SSRI Stories and click on the links. And at the top link is the FDA's safety warning. And what it says there is not only that you can have worsening depression and suicidality on these drugs, but let me read this here. It says that anxiety, agitation, panic attacks, insomnia, irritability, hostility, impulsivity, severe restlessness, hypomania, and mania have been reported in adult and pediatric patients being treated with antidepressants for major depressive disorder as well as for other indications, both psychiatric and, get this, non-psychiatric. And then it says, anytime a decision is made to discontinue treatment, these medications should be tapered rather than stopped abruptly. So even the FDA did warn about the discontinuation syndrome, the withdrawal. And then it says here that antidepressants have the potential for inducing manic episodes in patients with bipolar disorder. So, I mean, do we know, is this a true bipolar disorder? Or is this just a phony thing where they're saying, well, we gave them the drug and they acted up and down and goofy and shot somebody, so they must have had bipolar disorder.
It's a perfect business model. You force people to take a drug that makes them crazy,
Yeah. And
then you get to manage them and give them more, more citations, more names, more diagnoses,
Sure. Till
you run their lives. I mean, this is a criminal guild.
Right. They start out kind of stressed. They take an antidepressant. They end up saying, the doctor says you're bipolar or whatever, and the psychiatrist says that, and then they give you antipsychotics and mood stabilizers and benzodiazepines and more antidepressants, and pretty soon you're on 4, 5, 6 drugs for the rest of your life. This is what you've been diagnosed as mentally ill.
Ma'am, that's absolutely amazing. You know, we've got a break again.
Okay.
For 1 minute. Stay there. I'm going to do 5 more minutes with you, if that's okay. And then we're going to have Wayne Madsen on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we're going to put her on hold and come back to her, because, boy, I've got to have that lady on for 2-3 hours, and take your phone calls with your horror stories, because this is so criminal and so obviously ridiculous that if we just speak out against it, it's going to fail. If not, they're going to try to put everybody on these drugs. I wanted to tell you about a sponsor, though, before this hour ended, and that is ecolablue.com, ecolablue.com. This is the premier, super high quality, very affordable water purification system that has 7 filters, including reverse osmosis. But here's the kicker. It grabs it out of the air you breathe, and produces 7.5 gallons a day. Atmospheric water generator for your home. Pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. It's ECOLO Blue, ecolablue.com, or 1-800-691-6043. Give them a call today, folks. Get off the grid. 1-800-691-6043. Or, as I said, acolablue.com. You can read all about these fine systems and some of the other great products they have at acolablue.com or 800-691-6043. Final hour, straight ahead, back in 60 seconds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Betty Henderson, SSRIstories.com. That's why this radio show is so important. We bring you all these activists, all these researchers. I want to just add, in closing with our guest, before Wayne Madison comes up, that I have had countless neurologists, brain surgeons, psychologists, psychiatrists, medical doctors on, going back over a decade, breaking all this down. And we forced it now onto the drug labels. We forced it into the media. And now it's common knowledge. But 10 years ago, I'd get laughed at. Oh, yeah, Prozac made the people do the shooting. Sure they did. So let's continue. Because under the New Freedom Initiative, you never really commented on that. You are aware of the New Freedom Initiative where they want to put half the kids on drugs?
Well, yes, I am aware, too, and of the Mothers Act where they want to put mothers who are pregnant and having children and so forth. They want to diagnose them and see if they have, you know, have depression and so forth. Are you aware of the Mothers Act?
Oh, absolutely. When a woman goes in to have the child, they're already doing it here in Austin. They have a computer on the wall, and it's hooked into the health department. And they ask, do you have money? Is your husband nice to you? Do you have trouble paying your bills? And then they can say your kid's at risk. The mother wonders why the CPS is there trying to take the kid. But also, they then, yes, try to say having a baby is mental illness. It's not natural. Of course not. And that we're going to put you on these drugs. Yeah, tell folks about that.
Well, on SSRI Stories Index, there's 46 cases of postpartum depression where the mother killed herself and usually the baby because she was taking an SSRI. I mean, they're trying to say that this was the postpartum depression did instead of the drug.
No. Ma'am. This is all done on purpose. Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, the locals implementing it or compartmentalized, they don't know. But it's the same problem, reaction, solution. It's like when the vaccines kill babies, it came out in court. They knew they would just say the mother had shaken the baby when really it was an autoimmune response. That's why they had blood on the brain. And then they would go ahead and arrest the mom because the hospital killed him with the at birth vaccine. It expands from there. They know the SSRIs are making the mothers kill their kids. So then they say, oh, everybody's got to be on it. That's the problem. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's usually what they say. You're right there.
Well, it's pure evil, ma'am. Pure evil. It's all by design. But I bet you're a nice person. I bet you don't think they're doing it by design, do you?
I don't think what?
You're a nice person. Oh. I bet you think the system isn't doing it by design.
I don't know if they're doing it by design. I think they're doing it for a number of reasons. Well, there's greed, of course, from the pharmaceutical companies, naturally. And then they have all their lobbyists up there in Washington, D.C., paying people off. And then, of course, the sales representatives, they influence the doctors. And there's advertising on TV. You can't hardly watch, you know, TV without seeing these ads for Paxil and Cymbalta and Lexapro and selects on all the SSRIs, you know. And so I think that it's, well, I don't know. Do you think it's 1984?
Yes, ma'am. Let me give you the document points. Go to whatistheendgame.com because you're a great researcher. That's a bibliography for my film, Endgame.
Okay.
Read those documents. But, yes, the United Nations first solicitor general, his full title was Aldous Huxley, Director General UNESCO. They say this is the plan. And you can also read Bertrand Russell saying it's the plan, Nobel Prize winner. So, yes, ma'am. And I know that's shocking, but it's all engineered. It's all by design. It's so cold-blooded. It dwarfs just any evil ever committed in history. And, of course, their guild members, their low-level priests don't know. You know, they're filling the priest role. Like Hitler said, his Gestapo was a priesthood. And you have the Vatican with the Jesuits, a priesthood. So a priesthood is a model of kind of a inner party enforcer. But that's what they actually call the psychologist and psychologist is their new priesthood. And they give people the poisons and the death and control. But that is to carry out the overall eugenics.
All right. I agree, though. Of course, the psychiatrist started the eugenics movement. The eugenics went into Hitler loved the eugenics, so.
Yes, ma'am. You will find that. Listen, I've learned a lot from you, and hopefully this has been symbiotic in spreading the word. I'd love to have you back up. The website's incredible. SSR Stories, SSRIStories.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Take care. Wayne Madsen coming up. Stay with us.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today. Or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on Infowars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine photoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, nibs, noni, immune detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $27.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you will understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $27.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Wayne Madsen is an investigative journalist, nationally distributed columnist, and author who has covered Washington, D.C. politics, national security, and intelligence issues since 1994. He has written for The Village Voice, The Progressive, CAQ, Counterpunch, the intelligence newsletter based in Paris. Madsen is the author of Genocide and Covert Operations in Africa, 93 to 99, and co-author of America's Nightmare, The Presidency of George Bush II, and the forthcoming A Jaded Task, Big Oil, Black Ops, and Brass Plates. That's actually out now. Madsen is also the author of The Handbook of Personal Data Protection, Macmillan, an acclaimed reference book on international data protection law. Madsen is a former U.S. Naval officer who has assigned to the National Security Agency during the Reagan administration. He also had 20 years experience in computer security and data privacy. He has also worked for the Naval Data Automation Command, Department of State, RCA Corporation, and Computer Science Corporation, which now owns DynCorp, I would add. Going to Wayne Madsen for the 50 minutes we have with you, sir, I want to get into a host of issues because Wayne doesn't make stuff up. There's a lot of reporters and a lot of people that are alternative media that mix in disinfo. I've heard him say a lot of wild things and things that sound wild and always turns out later to be true. And you know, he helped us expose the fact that clearly the D.C. Madam was murdered and he did work with her, interviewing her and went to dinner with her shortly before she died. He's broken just hundreds of major news stories, so it's always great having him. And I was talking to him. I said, I want to get into Obama's visit to the Middle East. Is that the capitulation, the West admitting their setup of the Muslim world, their takeover hasn't worked? I want to talk about the economy, the banks taking over, admitting they're raising interest rates in reality, using the hoarded money to buy up the system. I wanted to get into Africa. NORTHCON here in the U.S., AFRICON over there, now dominating, trying to take over. He wrote a book about that 8-9 years ago, so I want to discuss that today. A host of issues with him, but the first thing that I want to get into is something he mentioned kind of at the tail end of our little off-air discussion, David Carradine. Now, David Carradine's father was in some weird Hollywood secret societies, and there are quite a bit of those, but Aleister Crowley. Carradine, I know some people that knew him, was into the New World Order, supposedly getting anti-New World Order, was working, and even some of his lawyers and friends said on Larry King, on coming out against secret societies. That was on CNN, not just Infowars.com. And clearly there were different stories out of the police and looked like he might have been murdered. Some family and friends said he was murdered. Then the classic MO of being threatened said, okay, he wasn't murdered. So Wayne Madsen out of the gates has a lot of international connections and always breaks news here. So Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. Tell us about Carradine first.
Well, Alex, I spent 2 years ago, I went over to Bangkok to investigate the use of child prostitutes by U.S. diplomats primarily, but also visiting U.S. VIPs, including members of Congress. I got to know a lot of the people who investigate this type of sordid behavior in Bangkok, and what I'm getting is that there is a burgeoning sadomasochism S&M scene in Bangkok. There's a number of S&M clubs that are attracting a lot of Hollywood types, American, British, and French diplomats, as well as visiting VIPs from other countries, politicians included, and it's a possibility because of people I know who have spoken to the Thai police that what sometimes happens is that one of these VIPs will be visiting one of these S&M clubs, either have a heart attack or OD on drugs or even drink too much booze and die from alcohol poisoning. And what they do is the clubs don't want the publicity. They're quietly removed back to the hotel. So one of the last things we heard from the Thai police was, whether anyone else was involved in the Carradine situation, which could have been that he died of a heart attack from engaging in some in what they is known in England, of course, as the rough trade. And so there is a possibility that they're looking to see if his body was removed from one of these S&M clubs. There's three well-known Barbar, AZ, and Demonia. And that he was placed back into his hotel room to make it look like he died there alone.
Yeah, amazing. Expanding on that, one of his ex-wives, but people do make things up. Until I got older, I didn't realize the penchant that a lot of women have for just making up wild stories, but it seems like more and more the culture does. But Carradine, it's from multiple sources, but she said in the divorce, she divorced him because he was doing dangerous sex acts.
Right. I'm always dubious about taking ex-wives. they do tend to be somewhat vindictive, but we had two of his ex-wives actually now saying he was into the kind of kinky stuff.
Yeah, and what do they call it, where people choke themselves?
Yes. This is one of the theories was autoerotic asphyxiation.
I knew it had a big fancy name. I mean, do you think there's anything to that? Because that's what they're pretty much saying. He was in there choked in the closet.
Well, I have to say one thing. After investigating a couple of strange, quote-unquote, best like that's written, one of the things that has happened in Britain is people have been found in what appears to be autoerotic asphyxiation, but it's a perfect type of situation if you don't want the family asking a lot of questions. If these people are murdered and it's made to look like this is the situation, the families do not want to go there. They do not want to,
Exactly. Over and over again, it's done to make it look embarrassing.
And very embarrassing, and no questions asked, and the families don't want any further investigation. Case closed, as far as the police are concerned, Ben.
Wayne, in my life experience, all of a sudden I was dating this girl, and she suddenly clawed bloody rakes in my back and said, "Don't you like that?" And I said, "Is blood running down my back?" I said, "No, I'm not into pain." And so I guess I'm kind of a weirdo because I'm not into pain. But studying the New World Order and studying it throughout history, what is it about elites and people that get into power that they like inflicting pain and receiving pain? What's going on here? Because I know you've studied the elite psychology. Why do I keep reading, even in mainstream news, that, well, the head of Formula One got in trouble for it, that England is this capital of hardcore S&M? What is this?
Well, I think it's a power trip for some people. It's aberrant, it's deviant, but they know they can get away with it because they travel in the circles that allow them to basically do what they want to do without any sort of pressure coming on them. I would note that there are members of the British royal family that are well known to be into this type of thing. I think it's the power trip. Some of it may have to do with, these various societies that have these weird initiation rituals. We certainly know there's a quite a few of those, and you look at the Skull and Bones, and it's rather a deviant type of initiation ritual that goes on there. But it's not the only one.
For those that don't know, tell folks what our Christian conservative leaders predominantly, but there's also liberals. Families there. They're being urinated on. They're masturbating in coffins. I mean, that's the MO from pretty credible sources. Wayne Madsen, from your journalistic reports, what do you know about Skull and Bones behavior?
Well, basically, it's what you say. The initiation, there's an event called tapping where they'll tap somebody to join. They go through this initiation ritual, entails someone being in a coffin and all this sort of weird exchange of bodily fluids goes on. I think it goes back to even more ancient secret societies going back hundreds and hundreds of years that had.
Well, that's what I was going to say is. You hear about these fraternities where they beat people up or they have sex with animals, and it's like, oh, this isn't a ritual. The head guy just wears a hood and candles and does this because that's what we do. Well, why do they do that? And it's really hidden in plain view that these fraternities, a lot of them, are really the courtyard entryway into real secret societies that, like you said on record, go back thousands of years because intelligence agencies of old were just called secret societies.
Right, and I think a lot of people have been through various initiations. I was initiated into the Elks Lodge and, the American Legion, and I mean, that's a ceremony, but I think what separates them from some of these other, groups is some of that stuff is just, it's bizarre, and I don't know, I don't know why anyone would want to be involved in that type of thing. But again, I think it's the fact that they have the goods on one another. They, you know, it's this sort of like wink, wink, nod, nod situation. I recall in the 2004 campaign that Tim Russert, for all of his faults, he had the guts to ask both Kerry and Bush in interviews about the skull and bones. Of course, he got nothing from either one of them. And but I have to hand it to him for at least asking. He, not many people tread on that ground.
Yeah, when we come back, I'll play that clip. Kerry said, not much because it's a secret. And he says, there's a lot of secrets, but I'm not going to talk about it. I mean, imagine two guys related on every side of their family, not just cousins, you know, one way, but every, it's like a breed of dog. They're both totally related to each other. And you got 10 people every year initiated into it. They were at the school during the same 4 or 5 years together, you know, different year classes. What is the chances of having those two men running against each other for president, Wayne Madsen?
Well, I think it's more than just coincidental.
Yeah, in Skull and Bones, for those that don't know, it is a classic satanic ritual. The devil has you be reborn in a coffin, reborn to the host of hell. It is a worship of piratical enslavement of the general public. We'll be right back with Wayne Madsen.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about $1 a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If we could all see the germs that we encounter each day, we might have a different outlook on how we view our surroundings. In the past, you may not have put too much thought into it. But with the current health risks in the world today, it's impossible to ignore it. There is a solution, and it's called Hazard. Hazard utilizes a fogging device that disinfects, sanitizes, and protects against influenza, viruses, bacteria, allergen, mold, and more. It's tough on germs, but not on children and pets. You'll receive the Fogger liquid concentrate, enough to make up to 32 gallons of germ-killing power, 3 respirators, goggles, protective suit, and heavy-duty gloves. Order right now at Hazard.com, and you'll receive double the order of liquid concentrate. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or visit Hazard.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Protect, prepare. Get your Hazard today.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder.
We're going to take your calls the next segment for Wayne Madsen, WayneMansonReport.com, specifically for Wayne Madsen, I would ask. But he can talk about any subject. He's as knowledgeable as I am, and perhaps more so on many subjects on a broad range of issues. So we always love having him on with us. WayneMansonReport.com is a great place to get a lot of key information. 1-800, the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Going back to Wayne Madsen. Wayne, there's so much to talk about here. Let's get into the economy. AP reported that, banks are hoarding the money and that interest rates have really gone up in reality, though they're at zero, supposedly, and that big banks are using the collapse as a way to take over internationally. So this is really right out in the open. Give us your take on that and what the rumblings are on in Washington. If they've already gotten $14.8 trillion in 7 months, greater than the GDP, I mean, is there any amount they won't be given? Or is this just, are we going to start calling Fed Chairman Ed Bernanke the first, and then his son will be the prince, and then his son after him, like North Korea or something?
Well, you know, for the first time, Alex, I talked to people who cover the Treasury Department and the Fed, and, you know, these were not always the most interesting folks to talk to because, you know, they, let's face it, the subjects they cover are rather mundane. But what I've been getting for, I guess, now 6 to 8 months is they don't know what's going on. They talk to people who work in Treasury. They talk to people who work at the Fed. And they say, where's this all heading? And they get these, you know, people shaking their head. You know, we don't know. Throwing up their arms. And I think this whole idea that we're in this uncharted territory and nobody knows what's going on is, I think, the most worrisome thing. I always thought that, you know, this kind of high-level economics was something only, you know, a few people can understand. Now the fact is, it doesn't seem like anyone understands.
Well, here's the MO I get from Joseph Stiglitz, as you know, Nobel Prize winner, former World Bank chief economist, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Wall Street Journal editor and assistant, head of Treasury. They know what they're doing, and whether they engineered it or whether it's out of their control, they've decided to capitalize from the collapse of society, and I believe they engineered it, and the evidence shows that. And so they don't want to tell people where it's going and what's going to happen. It's just false hope because they know it means total collapse so they can consolidate. And that's why the banks are hoarding all their money.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, a few weeks back, I was at for the first time, I was at this White House Correspondents' Dinner, and Geithner was there. And a friend of mine asked Geithner, he said, listen, if you keep printing up money, aren't you worried about hyperinflation? And Geithner just let loose with an expletive deleted and said it's not blank going to happen. It's not blank going to happen. I mean, it just you get the impression that the people that are running the show are incompetent. It may be that they're, you know, cleverly incompetent because the massive ripoff is taking place. But we know what happens to countries where they just print money without any other consideration. Certainly that's what happened to Germany.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like a Mexican standoff where everybody's aiming at everybody. China is totally invested with us. They know they're buying total crud, but we're also where they export all their goods. And so it looks like the United States can just print, but that's still going to hyperinflate things here. And then they're hyperinflating money that we're supposed to pay back as taxpayers. Anyway, you cut it. This is going down a very dark road. How do you see it unfolding, Wayne Madsen?
Well, I'll tell you where I see it unfolding. I think we have to look at what just recently happened in Europe with these European Union elections for the European Parliament. you know, a lot of the well-established parties just took it in the shorts. The British Labour Party and some constituencies finished behind, of course, the British National Front, which is the far right, you know, fascist party. They even in some parts of England, they fell behind the Cornwall Nationalist Party. In Sweden, a group called the Pirate Party won their first seat. They want all software free. They want to download movies and music to their heart's content. So what you saw was this like rebellious inclination in Europe, anti-establishment. And I really think that the Republicans and Democrats better start looking at the tea leaves, because what happened in Europe may happen here. Now, will that be such a bad thing if people start to put third parties, fourth parties, maybe even fifth parties into office? Maybe not, but it may take something like that to shake them up.
Excellent answer. That's exactly what I am saying. And we have these headlines about right wing takes over Europe. It's not right wing. People voted for anything but the establishment parties, but the media is making it a left-right issue. Obama is the establishment's last hurrah. If he can't bring the American people and the people of the world back to the table to be raped by the bankers some more, they know they're going to have a real political revolution. We'll be back with Wayne Madsen to talk about that.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
That drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone who's there.
All right, we are talking to Wayne Madsen. We're going to go back to him in just a moment and some of your phone calls as well. Lewis in Texas, Patty in New York, Trina in Colorado, and others. I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. First, though, one of them is New Silver Solution, and I really believe in this. We use this in my household. We've used colloidal silver for a long time, but they've really, as it's gotten more popular, developed even better types of it. And this is nanoparticulate, and that's what makes silver so powerful, is it's so small it destroys viruses and bacteria, goes right through their cell walls. It was the old-fashioned antibiotic. And now that all the modern ones aren't working too well or aren't working at all, it's making a big comeback. And a great brand is SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. You've been down to the third world? Take a few swigs of this to knock those parasites out. You got a cold and it's bacterial? This stuff's great. Or you can use a neti pot if you've got a bacterial or viral infection up in your sinus. I've had medical doctors on who have recommended this on air. SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Or you can also visit the web link at Infowars.com. Really do believe in this product, and this is one of the best technologies out there with the basic silver technology. Another sponsor is eFoodsDirect.com. This is the name in storable foods. 28 years now in operation. This is where I chose to get my storable foods. Lasts more than 10 years in climate control. 10 years if it's out in the heat in your garage or attic. High quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid. Get a free brochure by calling 800-409-5633. Get prepared. Get self-sufficient. Don't be completely dependent on the man as we go into this depression. I hope you don't have to use the food, but there's a good chance you will. So get it today. Don't wait. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. And don't forget, I got to put one plug in a day that we have an online video and bookstore. It's a bookstore and video store online at Infowars.com. And it takes a lot of money to run the websites, the news sites, the websites, and all the work we do here. And PrisonPlanet.tv members that get to see the live TV show, version of the radio show, and all my films in high quality, and my book, and Paul Watson's book, and all the other things we're adding, and Burmese Live 9 to Midnight. That's all available at PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day as well, or order high-quality DVDs, books, T-shirts. It's all about spreading the word, Infowars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And don't forget to support our guests who are doing great work, like Wayne Madsen with WayneMadsenReport.com. Be sure and check that site out. Okay, Wayne, I want to throw out a few quick questions to you and then get to calls. I've been throwing questions out. My question is, what do you think's most important right now? I want to get some into Obama, but where do you see coming up on the horizon? What do you see happening in Pakistan, Afghanistan? What do you see happening domestically? What do you see happening with stage terror? Or any other points you think are important?
Well, I'll tell you, on the Pakistan-Afghanistan situation, it just isn't helping our cause much that we are using these remotely piloted drones to fire these missiles at wedding parties and into people's homes. There are constantly demonstrations in Afghanistan and also in Pakistan every time civilians are killed. So, you know, Obama could give 50 Cairo speeches, and in those particular areas of the Muslim world, it's going to have very little effect, because they say, oh, yeah, well, I heard this speech, this outreach, but, you know, the missiles are still falling, they're still killing innocent civilians, and I think the problem Obama has is he's got a lot of retreads from the Clinton administration. Richard Holbrooke was the architect. He was the architect of this devastating war in the Balkans. Yeah, and now we've got how many countries that composed the former Yugoslavia? About eight. I mean, so, some of them are fighting each other, and there's even indications there could be more fracturing.
But isn't that the plan? Balkanize Pakistan, balkanize Iraq, balkanize Syria, balkanize Saudi Arabia, balkanize Serbia. Any sovereign nation can't be allowed to build up outside this global corporate state.
Well, I think there's you've got a good point there, because look at, you know, what we saw after the collapse of the Soviet Union and the Eastern Bloc was this balkanization. If Pakistan should be balkanized, we're talking about five or six different countries arising out of the former Pakistan, but only one, the Punjabi region, having the bomb. So it would be not the Pakistani nuclear weapon, it would be the Punjabi nuclear weapon. And that's just a recipe for a disaster when you're dealing with a neighboring country, India, which also has a lot of restive regions.
And there's going to be constant wars between those five parts until some warlord unifies it. Perfect for the globalists to have some new region to always pump their weapon systems into.
Absolutely. And, and Holbrooke, of course, is the super envoy of Hillary Clinton now over to Afghanistan and Pakistan. He's also taken charge. Maybe a good thing, he has taken charge of Iran, the Iran situation, from Dennis Ross, who is very much in bed with Likud, and they want to bomb, of course, they're back to the Stone Age. So in the case of Iran, Holbrooke is actually the moderate, believe it or not. These people are all these council and foreign relations, this AIPAC crowd, America-Israel Public Affairs Committee, the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, all these various think tanks that are conducting U.S. foreign policy is being conducted basically as a franchise to special interest groups. And I think that's one of the things that Obama is going to have to face here, with him getting tough recently on Israeli settlements and Israel's policy against Iran. He told them he doesn't want them to attack Iran, and he wants them to halt the settlements, but Netanyahu is saying flat out no, and it's resulting in probably the worst U.S.-Israeli relations since the Suez invasion of 1956, when basically Eisenhower broke completely with the Israelis over their invasion of Egypt.
You think that's a real break, because Obama was financed in large part by the Israeli lobby?
You know, and I look at Rahm Emanuel as his chief of staff and others, I have to wonder how far can he go with having these. I mean, Emanuel during Desert Storm was serving in the Israeli army. I mean, when all of our guys, men and women, were fighting, you know, over in Kuwait and Saudi Arabia and in Iraq, here we have Emanuel serving in another country's armed forces. So how much leeway does Obama have? I wish I had my ear inside the West Wing, but I do know that Emanuel is probably one of the strongest chiefs of staff in recent memory. And in one case, he was cracking his knuckles at this cabinet meeting, and Obama said, "Rahm, I find that annoying. I wish it'd stop." He gets up and cracks his knuckles right in Obama's ear, and everybody laughs. And I think that was Emanuel's way to tell the visiting members of Congress and members of the cabinet, "Hey, I'm in charge here."
Wayne, I have to say that everything with Obama is betrayal. He'll say he's going to do the right thing, and he always goes back on it later or puts it into some debate process, you know, while continuing with the older bad policy. So I think there's going to be a staged terror attack, or something's going to happen so Obama can say, "Well, see, I tried to fix things, but now I've got to go in there." There's no way that the IDF Mossad agent, Emanuel, and all that money he got from Israel, there's no way they're not going to continue. But side issue, what are you hearing in Washington? Because I know you're right inside those intelligence meetings, covering them and for the press. The word is that Israel may go it alone and attack Iran. Would they do that without U.S. backing, or where do you see it?
Well, I don't think they logistically could. They'd have to fly over first Jordanian airspace, but then they'd have to go over Iraqi airspace, and we control Iraqi airspace. So it would have to be done with our connivance. Otherwise, they'd have to fly over Saudi airspace. Now, they could potentially get that permission, because one of the little known things about the Middle East is that Saudi Arabia
hate the Iranians. Yeah,
Yeah, they're really on the same page when it comes to the Iranians, and there has been a lot of low-level intelligence cooperation between Saudi Arabia and Israel on Iran, and also with the situation with Hamas and Hezbollah in Lebanon. It's very little known, but it has been going on for a number of years. So, certainly they may like to. The only way they could actually avoid the airspace and hit Iran would be to use their submarines, Israeli submarines, and they have at least one, if not two, in the Persian Gulf at any given time with nuclear-tipped cruise missiles that could
hit Iranian
targets.
That's right, those German dolphins.
That's right, but they can only pack a certain amount of punch with those because they're constrained to submarine platforms. So would they basically reap more than they would sow in a situation like that? Well, Iran could be expected to really retaliate in force. But we have Iranian presidential elections coming up this week, and if the moderate wins, that's going to take a lot of the wind out of the sails of Netanyahu to be talking about a strike on Iran, because everybody will be looking at further rapprochement. And if Mousavi wins that election, I think we'll have an Iranian embassy reopening in Washington in probably 6 months.
Okay, I want to go to some calls here as promised, but Wayne, I want to throw out two other points to you. I know you've got some intel on Air France. Was there any chicanery there? A lot of people have been saying that. There have been bomb threats in the days before. I want to get your take on that from your sources. But first, we remember that the CIA section chief over Afghanistan and Pakistan, and we interviewed him, wrote Jawbreaker and admitted what we already knew, that the Taliban would grab for $20,000, $25,000 bounties 14-year-old kids that couldn't find the U.S. on a map, sell them as al-Qaeda fighters, and then they would take them to Guantanamo Bay, and the government didn't care. They wanted just bodies to say, look, there's the terror threat, to add validity to the war on terror. Now it's admitted that in Pakistan and Iraq, they pay people $150 per RFID chip, or it's more than RFID, little radio beacons, and that the people admit, this was in the Times of London, and London Telegraph, and in Wired magazine, that they then just go throw them in innocent people's houses. And that's some of why we see weddings and people being wiped out, because people will just leave these in public places and get their $150. And the Defense Department doesn't care, because they just want to say, oh, look, we identified all these terror targets to keep the mission going. It's kind of like fake body counts. Instead of having fake body counts, we'll just go ahead and blow up real weddings. And they're now using dead people at weddings as a body count and have reintroduced the body count. Your comments on that?
Well, it harkens back to the what happened in Vietnam with Operation Phoenix, inflated number of Viet Cong and VA dead. They're playing with numbers. I really think we need to get out of Iraq. We need to get out of Afghanistan, and stop this bloodletting on both sides. General Petraeus, who I think is the biggest fraud ever served recently in the Pentagon wearing a uniform, is basically still pushing a surge, and now he wants the surge in Afghanistan, and the surge has had dramatic consequences. We've had all these, the media doesn't even cover Baghdad anymore or Iraq more generally.
That's right. The deaths have gone back up now.
Exactly. And there, three servicemen here killed in a roadside bomb, four here, and nobody's even covering it. You don't even get covered
because
on anything
Obama's
new.
In now. Now it's a new chapter. Move on. And then Iraq doesn't exist.
MoveOn.org supports the war. That's the other thing. This progressive organization now is supporting Afghanistan and Iraq, the surge. And they've just shown themselves to be total phonies. They're not progressive. They were just in it, in it for themselves. Another George Soros-backed organization, and Soros is the, chief and most wealthy troublemaker in the world today.
What about Soros? He's had all his organs attacking me lately. It's kind of scary. All those publications.
I joined the club. Me too. He's after me every day, and it comes from different. He has all these fun organizations, so I'm getting it from multiple sides.
What does that mean to have Soros attacking us?
Well, I think it's good. I mean, it shows that we're not buying into his Hegelian view of the world, where he tries to create these opposition forces, and then he's going to capitalize on the chaos he creates. He puts these puppets in. He has these themed revolutions in Georgia, Ukraine. He calls them orange revolutions, tulip revolutions, and Lebanon.
But I mean, that's my point: is why is he bragging at press conferences that he's behind the crisis, which he really isn't, but he's capitalizing and saying, I'm having a great crisis, time of my life, culmination of my life. And then he's funding these eugenics movies saying carbon footprints are big. We got to have global taxes paid to him. I mean, he's a monster.
He's just a masterful. I look at him as a foreign. He's the same as Rupert Murdoch. Only, you know, he's more insidious how he infiltrates the media, where Murdoch doesn't care. He just goes and buys newspapers and networks, whereas Soros basically infiltrates or sets up his own front organization. You know, Soros runs the old Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty now, that puts out all this propaganda that's aimed primarily at Russia, but at other countries as well, where he's up to no good.
Are you kidding? He's producing, his front groups are producing many films about me now. And I mean, I know this. This guy sends hit teams into countries too. It's kind of creepy, Wayne. But you don't think he'll come after us physically?
Well, I hope not. You know, but look, the guy's a multi-billionaire, so you know he can do whatever his money can buy. But the good thing is, there's a pushback against Soros in the Republic of Georgia. There's now an anti-Soros political party. They called him out in Moldova. He tried to stage a revolution there called the Twitter Revolution. It failed. In Ukraine are after him. So I see that they're basically, there's this reaction against Soros. And the more we expose him, the more the reaction will become, stronger against him.
All right, we're going to come back and cram in a few final calls for you. But real quick, tell us about Air France that disappeared. Go ahead.
I was told by people from with links to three intelligence services, British, French, and American, look at the passenger list. There were two individuals who were getting ready to unveil this year's survey on small arms in Geneva. They've been battling drug and weapons smugglers, the global smugglers, and they were on that flight. Very key people in the war against the proliferation against drugs and small arms, these cartels.
Well, I mean, they're talking about weird electronic interference already, and how would this super modern plane just disappear? Who was it they were trying to kill?
Well, the two individuals were Ronald Dreyer, a Swiss diplomat, and Pablo Dreyfus, who had worked with the Brazilian government to combat drug gangs and weapons and drug smuggling.
There was also a former Brazilian royal on board.
That's true, too. Well, he may have been collateral damage along with a couple other senior corporate executives.
Yeah. Interesting. Wayne Madsen, stay there, jamming a few final calls, the wild cards, on the other side. Stay with us. Transmission nearing completion.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Springtime.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Final segment. I should have gone to your calls earlier. Lewis, Patty, Trina, Catherine, Steve, many others holding. We'll try to get to all of you. Quick questions from them. Lewis in Texas, you're on the air with our guest.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I know you're short on time. I'll call back some other day. But I just wanted to tell them about this book. I had said it before by Mary Kay Baxter, Divine Revelation of Hell. I don't know if you've read it. Chapter 18 talks about the total enslavement. It's a prophecy given to her in a vision, but anyway,
I'm not familiar with it, but send it to me. Thank you. I appreciate the call. I said we're taking calls for our guests, but I guess the callers aren't going to honor that. Patty in New York, you're on the air, Patty. Patty just dropped. Let's go to Trina in Colorado. Trina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to give you a call. I have two subjects for you. I've been a follower of yours for about 5 years. I have all your CDs, all your DVDs and everything. And I was just watching a thing about, it was on Bill O'Reilly, and it was Ron Paul. He was on the show doing Freemason handshakes, and this YouTube thing was just showing a lot about
Ron Paul.
All
right, ma'am, I appreciate your call, and we're out of time. You can call me back tomorrow about that. You know, If you watch enough videos of me shaking hands, sometimes you'll see me grab somebody over the hand. Ron Paul is not a Mason, but in South Texas in politics, I think there's a photo of him speaking at a lodge. A lot of people rent those out. It's about his principles and the fruit he has borne and auditing the Fed. And most people who are Masons are not higher level and not involved in anything evil. But you notice why I don't take a lot of calls, because I got Wayne Madsen on about all these subjects, and I said calls for Wayne Madsen, and it's always all over the map. So I guess we'll have days where we just open the phones up to anything, but I guess I can't take calls with guests because my audience has gotten so conditioned to do whatever they want that they won't even ever talk to my guest. But I guess I'll ask Wayne Madsen about Ron Paul being a secret agent of the Masons. Any comments, Wayne?
Well, I mean, up in this town in D.C., you have to go to all kinds of groups to, first of all, fundraising, so you don't know where you're going to wind up and who you're talking to. So, if anybody winds up in a Masonic hall or a Jehovah Witness place or whatever, it doesn't really matter. It's really how they vote in Congress and not where they're conducting these fundraisers. That's actually all done by their campaign staffs anyway, so they have very little input into that, but it's where they're coming from in committee, in subcommittee, and how they vote.
You got to judge a tree by its fruits, and Ron Paul's solid gold. Wayne, I look forward to talking to you soon. I'm going to call you if it's okay in about 10 minutes after show to talk about some other stuff with you. Okay, bro?
Super. Okay.
WayneMadsenReport.com. Be sure and support him, folks. He does a lot of great work. Thank you, Wayne. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have time to go all these calls, but you can call me tomorrow, Kathleen and Catherine, Steve, Mark, and others. Look, I've seen some of the videos saying bad things about Ron Paul, and I know he has really bad arthritis, has had a lot of stuff. People have slowed down enough videos of me waving my hands in the air, and they've gotten me, doing, this. It's insane. It's totally insane. People say my MySpace, because it has like a ring of stars, like a dollar bill with me in it, some satanic interdimensional reptoid portal. Look, I'll tell you this. I'm a Christian. I'm fighting the New World Order. I know Ron Paul is a hard-working, good Christian man. I know some of his family, and I know his fruits are what matter. We got bigger problems to deal with instead of just imagining things where they're not there. I mean, we've had banks that have stolen $14-plus trillion from us in 8 months, 7 months. Let's do something about that. But take Ron Paul having to run around and fundraise all day instead of fighting the New World Order. I'm the same way, having to try to make money to get the word out all day. Support us. Donate to the Money Bomb. Buy the box, the books and videos at InfoWars.com. We need your support. God bless you all. Good job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.